Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those major sea change moments that we're witnessing up in Missouri at Missouri State University System, where feminist professors are commanding throngs of uptight, chip on the shoulder, in my view, mentally ill people chasing imaginary phantoms of oppression and discrimination while all Americans are having our basic freedoms dismantled. This is pure social disorder by design. This is pure divide and conquer. And we now have videos of them attacking, pushing, shoving, and threatening reporters that are members of the university, that are students, and who are minorities. This is scary. But first, the debate's coming up tonight. Remember the rout a few weeks ago on the CNBC debate? Here's some of the highlights of the skewed questions. Will we see that tonight from the Fox debate?
Live from the University of Colorado in Boulder, the Republican presidential debate.
Mr. Trump,
yes.
You've done very well in this campaign so far by promising to build a wall and make another country pay for it.
Right.
Send 11 million people out of the country. Cut taxes $10 trillion without increasing the deficit.
Right.
And make Americans better off because your greatness would replace the stupidity and incompetence of others.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?
It's not a comic book. And it's not a very nicely asked question the way you say that.
When they say you act like you hate your job, do you?
This is another example of the double standard that exists in this country between the mainstream media and the conservative media.
The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
They paid $7 million to settle a deceptive marketing lawsuit in Texas, and yet your involvement continued. Why?
Well, that's easy to answer. I didn't have an involvement with them. That is total propaganda.
To be fair, you were on the homepage of their website with the logo over your shoulder.
If somebody put me on their homepage, they did it without my permission.
Does that not speak to your vetting process or judgment in any way?
No, it speaks to the fact that I don't know that it's going on. See, they know.
You have been very critical of Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, who has wanted to increase the number of these H-1B.
I was not at all critical of him.
Where did I read this and come up with this that you were...
Probably, I don't know, you people write this stuff. I don't know where you...
I didn't write this stuff.
Governor Huckabee, you've written about the huge divide in values between middle America and the big coastal cities like New York and Los Angeles. As a preacher as well as a politician, you know that presidents need the moral authority to bring the entire country together. The leading Republican candidate, when you look at the average of national polls right now, is Donald Trump. When you look at him, do you see someone with the moral authority to unite the country?
You know, there's a few questions I've got. The last one I need is to give him some more time. I love Donald Trump. He is a good man. I'm wearing a Trump tie tonight.
Governor Bush, daily fantasy sports has become a phenomenon in this country. We'll award billions of dollars in prize money this year. But to play, you have to assess your odds, put money at risk, wait for an outcome that's out of your control. Isn't that the definition of gambling, and should the federal government treat it as such?
Well, first of all, I'm 7-0 in my fantasy football league.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. There, Christie gets upset and says, why are we talking about fantasy football? This is a big broadcast lined up. The political correctness has now reached boiling point. We'll break it all down on the other side.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, the Mizzou state system of four colleges has been known as the bastion in the Midwest of political correctness, bowing to all of it. The first openly gay football player, a large portion of minority students, and generous scholarships. The president has groveled and apologized for his great evils and resigned for doing nothing. The chancellor has resigned. And this is the new beginning of what you would call the Red Terror. This is how communists take over different countries, is you get different groups of professors directing the young adults who really have no future under the system to have chips on their shoulders, to be upset about phantom menaces, and to demand resignations and to demand that schools adopt whatever new political correctness is the flavor du jour or the cause du jour or the cause celeb of the moment. This is true bullying and true Salem witch trials at its best. And this was the high-tech political lynching, to steal a term from Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, against this school, and sets a precedent of George Soros-style destabilization. And we know Soros-connected groups are involved. I sat back last night and this morning and watched a bunch of raw videos, over an hour of it, shot by the people inside the encampment that's taken over Commons area, and also without. And it didn't matter if you were a Chinese student. Didn't matter if you were a black student, a white student. If you were just seen with a camera getting anywhere near the Commons area taken over, mobs of people would come over and start attacking you, directed by professors who were heard yelling on the video. And we're going to play the video coming up of Melissa Click, assistant professor of mass media, pushing and attacking the camera and then yelling, "Get me muscle!" You can imagine a re-education camp type situation with these people. Can you imagine being in a re-education camp directed by folks like this? And that's what the public schools are. The colleges and other facilities are giant re-education camps in the globalist own social engineering words. Remember the new Army manual that got leaked 3 years ago admitted that they've been directed to set up civilian inmate labor camps for political dissidents where they will be, quote, re-educated. Just type in Army manual mentions re-education camps, Infowars.com. And we have the articles, the snippets, and then the links to Army.mil. Army.mil uses the term re-education camp for America. I said yesterday the professors are getting kicked out. The president has been kicked out or resigned for the crime of being white. And this is the hysteria that is being created, the crime of being white and being male. In all of these videos, if you see who is commanding the young mindless adults who are giggling and laughing and having a mindless, raw gang member exercise of power, you will notice it is feminist professors. And we've already looked up three of them. We're working on an article right now identifying their writings and what they stand for. But when I was growing up, 13, 14, 15, I wasn't really in a gang, but when me and my friends were out anywhere in the city in Dallas, every week, sometimes a couple times a week, people would jump out of cars or run up and say, "This is our neighborhood, we're get ready to fight." We would just fight. And sometimes it was redneck, sometimes it was black guys, sometimes a lot of times it was racial. And in my experience, I always got to enjoy it being racial from the minorities against me because I was white. I mean, I'll guarantee you, most black folks out there haven't been in a bunch of knockdown dragouts with white people that just attacked them because they were black. Most whites are completely castrated cowards, self-hating, mind control victims. But I never even gave into the racism, and I transcended it because I also ran into being in small towns, other areas, or at a bonfire many times when college-age men would show up and want to beat up high school students and act tough and try to knock me upside the head with post hole diggers. I mean, I've been at parties with, you know, kegs of beer by the lake up by Dallas when people got basically, you know, hurt really bad. on both sides. So I understood it was tribal at even the age of 14 or 15, that it was groups of men would use an excuse to get organized and get angry at somebody else, just like groups of men, black men, Hispanic men, white men, mixed groups, for 60, 70 years will go to known gay bars and rob them and beat them up. Now, they wouldn't go rob a normal patron coming out of a bar at midnight, but they would do it to the homosexual community because, well, they deserve it. You see, it's a form of discrimination. Well, if you're a white male now and you're on a university, you are told you're inherently bad and there's no way to grovel hard enough for any form of forgiveness to be given to you. And I've been talking about that for a long time. Well, you see this in these videos where it's a bunch of angry people screaming their voices out for days. It's been going on for 2 weeks, actually. Just running around crazed because you don't become successful inventing something or writing a book or opening a business or working well with others in a company and having innovative ideas. Because that's all companies are looking for, let me tell you. I don't care what color you are. You get the job done. You love liberty. I love you. But this is a manufacturing facility to put chips on people's shoulders and to totally, absolutely jack your brain. Jack your brain. And this is gang mentality. This is people that weren't in the gang fights, that didn't go through the hazing rituals, who were brought up in front of television with their liberal parents teaching them how to be upset, how to be victimized, how to only be in a group. Now exploring revolution, exploring military science. This is the most base level, 10,000 BC level science that they're manifesting, but it is war. It is capture the flag. It is you will capitulate to our demands. It's terrorism. It's a form of political terrorism. You notice it's the liberal colleges, you know, out in California where the cops spray everybody and, the, you know, the school still defends it. Because those are colleges now run by only women and minorities. Then it's okay. And I've had professors on to talk about the liberal tyranny. In fact, we should get that Japanese professor, Hamamoto. He's on Thursday. Perfect. I mean, he's Asian. You'd call him classically liberal. But because he said, man, this political correctness is getting a little weird a few years ago, they tried to throw him out of the college. But he stood up to him. And it has become total cult level. I keep using that term. But you watch these videos. I want to go to Missouri. But I was sitting there this morning and I thought, Jakari Jackson's perfect. Because Jakari is a focused, calm, gentlemanly person. One of the most calm, honorable, smart, nice people I've ever met. But I've seen him get mad a few times. And he doesn't blow up like I do. He's authoritative about it. And when the abortionists were attacking me and some other events, and I'm going to talk to him when he gets here because he ran home to get his stuff when I called him this morning to say, you know, get ready. I'm going to send you to Missouri. And I want him to, because he'll go there and try to be friendly and nice and just try to get the story of what's happening. But I want him to march into this camp as a man and see what they do to him. And I think even though the fact he's black, they'll probably go after him. Because it's feminist running it behind the scenes. They're the generals. In these videos, they're behind commanding from the university. And what they're doing is moving to get themselves put in charge of it. Not because they can bring more alumni or more money. Not because they can get better students or better sports people. Not because they can get more investment. But just because they got chips on their shoulder, this is a political takeover. And see, they already ran the universities. But now they've drunk the Kool-Aid of balkanization so much and so deeply and so entirely that now if they see a white male, even though they're a super liberal white male that goes along with all the brainwashing, all the baloney, they've got to go. And this is capture the flag behavior. This is primitive warfare. Where you've got an agrarian society, say, of 500 people in a little village, let's say on the Tigris-Euphrates, and you get a few clans of families that are all related with each other, but finally they, you know, create some dispute and then demand that some of the bigger houses built by somebody's ancestors and the larger granary should be given to them. And then they just storm it, overrun it, and grab it. And so this is primitive accumulation, basically. Just a beating of the chest. We're in control. Bow to us. Here's our demands. This isn't over yet. And so the president resigns, the chancellor resigns, more, give us more, because they're not being taught how to have a job or run a factory or actually engage in manufacturing or development of technologies. They're learning at these colleges predominantly how to be political bosses, how to run around and take control of society, how to oppress the First Amendment, how to have people arrested. And the school said, if you're not even part of the college, you come try to show video or something, we're going to arrest you. And Yale has come out and said, we agree with our students. We're going to have a march with the head of Yale and others has been announced. Because the head of student affairs said, don't be offended by, you know, costumes. People have a First Amendment right. If you don't like it, look away. The school's now saying, this is very evil. We may have to do something. We're going to have marches, though. Because you're not allowed to wear costumes. I mean, you talk about living in a cult country under hardcore fascist oppressors. This is it. Their ideology is fascist in their mindset. Their deployment financially is communist, but only at one level for the general public. The elite, offshore, above the law, tax exempt. So it's on. It is seriously on, and they mean business. And they are, we have, I don't care what color you are, we as men, as women, as pro-liberty people have been so cowed and so removed that crazy people have taken control of any power structure that's out there and are now self-destructing in front of us, just screaming, I'm in control, I have the power, bow to me, I'm God, talk like I say. Coming up, my friends, in the next long segment, I'm going to play a ton of clips of the resigning chancellor of the Missouri state system, college system, of the Soros spinoff 1950 group responding to the resignation, saying this is only the beginning and more. But look at Yale. The faculty of Yale, the head of Yale, is going to march with the, quote, minority students and talk about their great pain in the fact that Halloween was not banned by a subdivision of Yale, by the two professors that headed up, a husband and wife, who, by the way, it turns out, were partially elected by Geraldine Luther, one of the young women screaming in fear of Halloween and saying that she demands a safe place and that it be banned. We now have a chance to meet the privileged Yale student who shrieked at her professor. But that's not the issue. The big issue is CNN, MSNBC, all of them, New York Times, are reporting on this like it's normal and good and encouraging it when they know it's completely sick and twisted. Because this is what they're going to use to ban free speech in this country. They've already done it in areas like Germany and Sweden. The police are federally barred in Sweden from reporting on radical Islamic rapes or killings. In Germany, if you demonstrate against open borders, you can be arrested, and some are being arrested and fined. How is that freedom? But that's where this is going. This is known conscious totalitarianism by the professors and up that are part of it. And when you look at the video, the raw video we're going to play coming up, it's on Infowars.com, photographer threatened with mob violence for asserting First Amendment rights. You see the women, the white women, every single one of them, stomping around with their eyes bugged out in fighting mode, with their shoulders bowed and their fists together, saying, get me muscle, take them out. I mean, they're like Marine Corps commandos ordering their, you know, their forces into battle. Of course, you're not, though. But we're so wimpy that we bow to you. Oh, yes, I'll only use the words you say, master. And there's all these white kids, Hispanic kids, Asian, black, just running around in fear going, media, you're evil, you're oppressing us. Get out. It's like a Monty Python skit. But it's not funny because it's real. And now the liberal media goes, what happened at the colleges? They're mentally ill. What's happening? You did this by design. We now have Yale alumni are fundraising, the Daily Caller reports, to send pro-free speech book to administrators, faculty, and students. They're fundraising and explaining that, you know, even offensive speech is protected. In fact, it's more protected. But, you know, costume parties have nothing to do with racism, so you really need to stop. They don't care. They want power. All they know how to do is be chip on the shoulder. That's their job. That's the culture now, is to be a divided, dysfunctional, mentally ill, entitled house. So let's go to her clip of her shrieking in case you missed it. And going, shut the F up and everything. We bleeped that part. And then we're going to cut to what happened before with the professor and the great evil he was saying that made her respond that way. Then we're going to go to the latest in Missouri. And it is over the top. I mean, you want to see what totalitarianism looks like? You want to see what it looked like in the first years of Mao in China? This is where it all began, with the young people being the most radical and being given power by the system to absolutely go hog wild. Of course, here, I'm sorry for you guys. Our forebears were ready for this, and we got the jump on you about 200-something years. I'm sorry, but you're really gonna have a rude awakening if you try to run a military operation against the patriots of this country. All your Southern Poverty Law Center propaganda is going to fall flat on its face, as we've totally educated the police and the military. So it's pretty much game over for you, scum. Let's go ahead and go to part of this shrieking.
I don't agree with that.
Then why the did you accept the position?
Because
who
I have
hired you?
I have a different vision.
You should step down. If that is what you think about being a professor, you should step down. It is not about creating an intellectual space. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here. You are not doing that.
You're supposed to be our advocate.
You should be at the event last night when you hear her Franco say that she didn't know.
Now, let's just shut it off. Most people have seen it or heard it. The full video is on Infowars.com. Remember, you know there's going to be some out-of-control apparatchiks that act like this, but the university is acting like it's good and is now basically investigating these professors because they dare talk back to spoiled brats. I mean, look how stupid that spoiled brat looks. These people don't live in the real world, but the globalists pulling the strings, they do. And you are their useful idiot chump morons. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The enemy has made a critical error. They've been operating as if they weren't up against any resistance. Or they've been lying to themselves, saying the resistance wasn't strong. The truth is, with actual media reach, the libertarian patriot media combine in the United States is headless. That means it's very hard to defeat, very hard to discredit or target. It's decentralized, and it's much bigger in total aggregate news projection and being able to reach people. We are winning the info war in the news spectrum, as Hillary Clinton had to admit 5 years ago as Secretary of State in a congressional hearing. That's the good news. The bad news is that's only 25%, in my estimation, of information warfare in the United States, in North America, worldwide as well. 70%+ is embedded in TV shows, movies, and fiction products. And in the fiction products, there is overt and subliminal programming. We're going to put a report out by Friday on this, a lengthy video report, showing and how they're paying for it, not just showing you examples, but how they admit they're paying for it, the CIA, domestically, to divide and conquer and brain damage this country. So, yes, we are really routing the enemy in the news area. The problem is large portions of the public, especially college students, do not consume news. They suck their thumbs, they play video games, and they watch TV all day. They're so similar. I don't care if they're black or they're white or they're Hispanic. They are literally pathetic in the statistics. Asians don't play as many video games or watch as much TV in the U.S. because that's the cream that's been sent here. Asians in Japan and South Korea and in China are even more brain damaged, literally. They actually are brain damaged by television and have had their brains rewired and are drooling victims. So it's very, very sad, but these anomalies are very, very interesting. And again, when I talk about drooling victims, just type in screen time damages brain. Screen time causes neurological disorders. Screen time causes lowering of IQ. Screen time associated with lower productivity and depression and being unfulfilled. See, I only watch the screen to analyze propaganda in key snippets, and still it's revolting and depressing, but I have to do it to expose the enemy. But even when I watch a movie, I don't suspend disbelief anymore. I remember the last times I could suspend disbelief was I was maybe 18 years old, and I could go in and just get into fantasy land and watch a movie. Does not happen anymore. But movies are better now that I'm sitting there coldly analyzing them, conscious for 2.5 hours. They've expanded the average film to 2.5 hours. They found people have a higher perceived value for what they pay if it's 2.5 hours long or longer. And you can read all the social engineering, all the admissions. It's all out there by the technocrats. And they've decided to bring in a totalitarian system worldwide and to attack language itself and to have humans attack each other on age, on region, on gender, on so-called race, and betraying true liberals that sought to bring equality and freedom and what Martin Luther King talked about, judging people not by their skin, but by the character of their deeds and their conduct. Now we see, again, the inverse of that being carried out by the so-called left and the old left for all their problems going, this is crazy. You can't ban costume parties. Colleges are supposed to be more about free expression than any other place. And they go, we're going to have you fired. Here are our demands. Admit you're racist. Submit to us.
Well, actually, I'm a big liberal. All right, you're right. I'm sorry. I resign.
Good. Now we have more demands. Do what must be done immediately.
This is what it is to be conquered and to be captured. I'm going to break it down and play these powerful videos and the latest developments in a moment. But they have figuratively, but literally as well, culturally jumped the shark because it is so wildly insane and over the top now in their power grab that it will wake people up. They've gone too far. But we're at a critical point where it doesn't matter. If you just get woke up but don't say no to it, don't stand up to it, then a lot of people will just capitulate to this tyranny. But we need to go out to the University of Texas and find these people and get in their faces that want to ban Halloween. We need to go out to all the universities. Citizen journalists need to and really go, what's your problem, little baby? All you know how to do is claim you've been violated or somebody's been mean to you? This is pathetic. You're being taught how to have a victim mentality and never be successful. You're being sabotaged. You're being screwed up. Don't you understand the science of it? It's got to be done. We're going to go to that in a moment. First off, I want to introduce a product that we've been working on for a year. We have several powerful detoxes, one of which is sold out right now. It should be back in by next week. But Living Defense is a brimming large bottle and is extremely affordable. We'll put it up on screen at InfoWarsStore.com for TV viewers. It is an extremely good deal. Other anti-parasite detox packages that are out there cost more and are not even as strong or as organic as this. And these pills as well, these capsules smell great. I'm going to show TV viewers, but I'm going to describe it for radio listeners. This pill bottle is brimming to the top and on average is twice the servings of leading competitors that cost the same amount. I'm going to show people right here on the desk what we're talking about here. How many of these pills we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about years of being able to every 6 months flush the body with these treatments. And you've seen it in the news. You've heard about it with all the different parasites and other things that are in the environment, that it's one of the most unresolved issues out there. And let's just hope you don't have any invasive species inside your body, inside your guts, inside other parts of your structure. But this is the type of insurance that is extremely important. I took it a few months ago in the beta before we mass manufactured it. The truck just arrived today. Living Defense, it's sure to sell out quickly. The statistics are clear. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms like parasites. Parasites can be transmitted by people, pets, food, and the environment, and so many other sources. Once parasites have made it inside your body, they steal your nutrients and release toxic waste. They use the bathroom inside of you. It's time to start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body. Introducing Living Defense, the new harmful organism cleanser by InfoWarsLife.com. Living Defense uses wild-crafted and organic herbs to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. We are expected to sell out of this very, very quickly. This is our limited first-time run. So visit InfoWarsLife.com today to try Living Defense today while supplies last. We have 25% off continuing on Brain Force this week. And we also have 20% off on InfoWars Life Winter Sun, the organic vitamin D formula. Absolutely essential. Regulates insulin levels and aid and diabetes management, support lung function and cardiovascular health. Just the power of vitamin D, true organic D, is amazing. It's taken sublingually for better absorption. Influence the expression of genes involved in cancer development and more. Sensible exposure to sun to 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times per week, allows the body the ability to produce sufficient amounts of D. But vitamin D has a half-life of only 2 weeks, meaning that stores of it in your body run out in just a month, especially in winter. That's why disease spreads so much worse during winter, folks, is because you don't have the vitamin D in your body. So a lot of great products at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for purchasing the products. This is what funds our operation. Now, I've gone through detox doing the X2 and doing the deep cleanse and things. It wasn't too painful, but kind of got some headaches and felt unusual, but felt really great afterwards. I've done the Living Defense, and I didn't have any side effects. But it will flush you out in a big way, and it's got a whole bunch of organic stuff in it. Wildcrafted black walnut, green hull, that's the big one right there. Just look what black walnut does. Organic, it just goes over it all. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, no, no, 28, 28 different things in it, all organic, all wildcrafted source, the highest quality. This is a Rolls Royce at Ford Mustang prices. This is a Bentley at Camaro prices. This is a top Ferrari at Hellcat prices. I mean, this is really, really, really a good product in my view. We've got 4.8 ratings. Nobody else has got that by major third-party sites like Power Reviews and InfoWarsLife.com. And this is something that everybody should try. Hopefully you don't have a bunch of parasites. Hopefully you're that 10% of people that don't. But there's just all sorts of them. Dr. Grubb's going to be in the third hour via Skype to go over some of these and list them. I've got stacks of articles that we're going to be covering today. I've been dropping these pills everywhere. They barely fit back in to the container. It's absolutely brimming. InfoWarsLife.com. There's enough here, even if you're like a family of four, to be able to do the harmful organism cleanse. I mean, we do it for our dogs, we do it for our cats with toxic stuff from the vet. Why wouldn't we want to use God's gift of Mother Nature for ourselves? This is just stuff you're not going to hear the establishment talk about. Or they'll wait till you get so incredibly sick, they'll have big pharma or surgeries or whatever. It's another big game changer from InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, done talking about that. Please support our local AM/FM affiliates as well and support their local sponsors. Continue to spread the word. So, all over the country, at major universities, professors that have done nothing, deans and presidents that have done nothing, somebody sees a swastika drawn in poop. I hate to be gross, but that's what was caused all this. And somebody said at a party, a drunk guy said something racially insensitive. And so because of that, because the police didn't arrest the one guy who they reported on, you have weeks of hunger striking, hyperventilating, all this craziness. And I thought I'd actually play the video. This is from Yale with Professor Nicholas Christakis, who with his wife heads up the student affairs subsection that's over a subsection of Yale. And here's what he said to her that made her freak out. Here it is.
I have said I am sorry for causing you pain.
That is different.
That is different. That is different, in fact. That's different than the statement that I'm sorry for what I said. There's a big difference between the two, guys.
Do you fundamentally stand behind
I stand behind free speech. Yes, I do.
Well, then that sorry doesn't mean anything.
Even when it's offensive, especially when it's offensive.
Even when it denigrates me.
Even when it denigrates you, even though I don't agree with the content of the speech. I have the same objections to the speech that you do. The same ones.
But it does.
But I defend the right of people to speak their minds.
So when the IAC says that,
so who gets to decide what's offensive? Who gets to decide, guys?
What
if everybody says, I am hurt? Does that mean everyone else has to stop speaking?
But that's not what was happening.
Because
hold on.
I agree
with the content of your speech. I am as against racism as you are. I am as against social inequality as you are. I have spent my life addressing these issues. Even some of the students in my classes can go through this. But that is different than the freedom of speech. The right to defend people to say whatever they want, including you.
Okay.
Including your right to write what you want and speak to me, which I will also defend. And one more thing. When I was at other institutions, I have defended people with your views against tremendous opposition. People with your views that the administration tried to ferret out and expel. I will defend you to say whatever you want, anywhere you want. You understand? Except to disrupt a classroom where someone is trying to teach students, which is the Yale policy, by the way.
So we're coming up with an exception now.
The one exception is because other people have rights too, not just
you can't disrupt private places. So here's what's happening. People want to be social justice warriors. They want to get their stripes of combat. So now they see brown paper bags. They see people, white people dancing to rap music and you're making fun of black people. I mean, these are the type of things that are being done. Or you say men and women together and feminists say that's hurtful. All male with female sex is patriarchy. You've got all these liberals that bought into this that don't realize this is weaponized. Now, let's start going to this and we'll come back from break and play the rest because the real powerful stuff's at the end where they march over everybody. It's not only now that people start backing off the students with the newspaper, who by the way, you know, it's like a Chinese guy. They then run over them, kind of like the abortionists did when I was outside protesting at the Planned Parenthood facility a few months ago with Jakari and others. They would just link arms and run into us and ram old people over and stuff and then say, stop assaulting me. This is what they do. Howling and screaming. I'll just skip this break. I can't help it. That way we can get to all this. It's a network break, so stations shouldn't play anything over it. No other talk radio does this, but I do it, folks. I just can't help myself. And so we're seeing this happen, and then they run over people. And what's crazy is you see white women, white men, black men who are look like they're on the basketball team, big guys, just grinding their teeth with hatred, looking at this Chinese guy. And the guy's like, man, I just got a job to do. I'm taking photos. I'm not doing anything. And they finally they go, you lose, because they're grabbing his camera. He backs off, and then they just run everybody over. And then somebody goes behind him, and then the feminist professor commanding the operation, she runs over and goes, get me muscle, get him out of here. And they've taken over the Commons Green area, and they don't let other students in. This is just wannabe gangs. I'll be wearing leather jackets like the Fonz and, you know, from Greece or something. What's that great movie about gangs fighting each other, white gangs? It's one of the guys' name is Pony. No, the Warriors is good, too, but what's the one where he's called Pony Boy or whatever? And they've got people killing each other and stuff. I forget the name of that movie. It's a good one, too. But, I mean, that's what this is. You pull up at Sonic. You're 16 years old. You're dating somebody's ex-girlfriend. There's three guys in a truck. They get out. They come over and beat you up. I mean, that's just what this is. It's gang mentality. It's horde mentality. All humans do it. It's primitive. And they've dumbed people down so much now that they're just like, our university, all whites out, unless you're a woman. What was the name of the movie you said?
The Outsiders.
The outsiders, yeah. I mean, that's all this is. If you got a town of just white people, there'll be four gangs of whites that kill each other. You got a town of just black people, they'll all kill each other, too. It's like the Star Trek episode where one side of the face is black, the other is white, and then the opposite group is the slave group. They have the same IQ, but just have different color faces. And then one group enslaves the other. That's all this is. I mean, who thought that, quote, minorities run by George Soros and the Justice Department wouldn't act like every other culture? Every culture did stuff like this. This is what humans do when they degenerate. So for radio listeners, I will kind of give you play-by-play over the audio and narrate this. Here is the video. It's 6 minutes long. Photographer threatened with mob violence for asserting First Amendment rights. It's up on Infowars.com. And it ends with the commander, the general, Melissa Click, assistant professor of mass media, trying to annihilate the right of the press. And grabbing people's cameras before demanding he leave and then saying, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here. Hey, you should have joined the military, lady, if you want to be in black ops. You want to overrun people? You want to overrun machine gun nests? You want to sneak into bases? You want to... I mean, this is all just a bunch of weak nobodies just strutting around going, we're in control now. It's pathetic. This is entitlement. And I'm telling you, folks, it's happened to me at least three times. I haven't run a lot of racial stuff in Austin until the last few years because of all the hyping of this. But I've been at UT eating outside UT at a cafe, and two black guys walk by, and they go, look at the blue-eyed devil. Oh, we're going to do something, devil. It's just like, come on, guys. You're just looking for trouble. You know, I care about you. And then they go, oh, yeah, I bet you do, devil. And they walk off. They're just like black Klan members. And then I've had... picked out repeatedly when I've been in East Austin, nice areas to eat over there. You know, people approach me because I'm white and demand money from me. Because obviously it's a form of reparations. I owe it. And there's racial attacks popping up all over the country at record levels. This is sick. And the media won't report on it. And there's going to be a backlash from self-hating whites. Because I can't tell you how many self-hating whites have a religion of hating themselves and worshiping minorities who now are flipping to the other side. And recruiting for white supremacists and others is off the chart, which is part of the divide and conquer Hegelian dialectic. Just like they control prisons, everybody's racially divided there, then the warden controls that. That's what they're doing to America. And these people are the enemy. They are the totalitarians. Let's go to this video. Here it is. This is from what's happening right now. This is yesterday in Missouri when the media was attacked. There were a bunch of instances, mainstream media, school media, in the public commons, that you do not operate unless the gang says you can. Just like you're in a Crip area, or just like you're in a blood area, you get in the feminist area, they now are in control. They're making their move. Here it is.
Because yes, but you cannot push them to move closer.
I'm not going to push them.
Okay, well then we will just block you.
You need to step out of here now.
These are people that want basically military service.
Can you tell him how
this is war? Right to take a low proto-forma, 10,000 BC level. But every culture devolves into this when they fall. And it's just groups yelling and hating everyone. It's white people yelling at a Chinese guy telling him he's hateful and hurting them and is a racist.
If you would like to take photos, you need to please give them space. Do not, you cannot be this close to them. Please.
They're being close to me.
So they say give him space and they run him over. He keeps saying I have a First Amendment.
Yes, you are.
All these people with chips on their shoulders, like, what's this guy doing here?
I'm documenting this for a national news organization.
They don't care.
This is the First Amendment that protects your right to stand here, protects mine.
What you're not going to yell at her?
So just calm down.
Ma'am?
You're not going to
do it. Okay, ma'am.
She doesn't want you. They don't want you in front of her.
Ma'am, don't yell at me. Ma'am. The First Amendment protects your right to be here and mine.
Okay, we were going to protect our
space. See, he's a man. That's his problem. Look at these girls. Some of them are so just young and dumb. And some of the men just look so stupid. And all they like is just starting to fight. Here comes the professor.
These are people too. You need to back off.
Back off. She's shoving him. She's pushing him.
Back off about space. Back off. Leave me alone. Back off.
You
gotta move. Back off. Go.
Don't push me.
Now they're pushing him and shoving him, and then they run over him. They start saying, you lose, you lose, you lose. And then the more he backs off, they won't let him take photos.
You're not trying to push her.
I don't want her to talk to
you. She doesn't want to see you.
I know that. You need to back up. I know that. I know that. I know you better back up.
Why?
I know that.
Don't push me. Don't touch us.
We have an unethical report of Raleigh.
It's all about raw exercise of power. We made somebody back off today and violated his rights. We're tough. We're winners.
Don't push me, ma'am.
We took over the water well in the middle of the town. Same deal.
You're at the Office of Greek Life?
My name is 1950.
Ma'am, are you with the Office of Greek Life?
No, my name is Concerned Student of 1950.
Yes, sir.
You gotta step back, bro.
Check it out. They just want to find somebody to get in their face.
You gotta go, bro.
What is it with the media doesn't support
you? You gotta go, bro.
No, they actually can't because the law protects.
And then it's a big victory when they violate his rights. They run over some other reporters.
On public spaces.
These people are so entitled they've been violated. By some Chinese guy. Now they're grabbing his arms. It's all a game, folks. It's all a coming-of-age game now.
You the one jumps.
Respect for this community. What is so hard about?
You see, it's class envy. There's super racism against Asians in the liberal community. Let's just say at the black community. We've all heard the speeches.
Ma'am, I'm a student. But, sir, these are more students who are asking you.
You need to calm down.
Okay, but that's my job.
And this is our friend. Our friend's life was on the line. We're asking you to respect that.
And I'm trying to document that for history.
Everybody else has documented.
Everybody else is
sir. You
too.
Got your
they're being respectful.
You got it.
Everybody
you
else is too. They're being respectful.
Please.
They're being respectful about it. Everybody else is too, but they're being respectful.
Be respectful. See, bow down. Kiss the ring.
Okay. They are together.
No. Don't exercise your rights. We're together. I'm with you. I'm a liberal.
And what they need right now, which is to be
doesn't matter. You will submit. This is a gang. This is a French Revolution in the making. It's a mob.
Back up.
This is a witch hunt.
You just lost this one, bro. You lost this one, bro. Back up.
You lost this one.
Hey, where the sign's at? Just put the sign in his face.
You lost this one, bro. Just back up. Just back up. You lost this fight. You lost this battle. Just back up.
Hey.
Tell you what, hit pause. We got to go to break. Back it up 30 seconds. This is where it gets rough, and they run him over. And then we're going to play you the next clip where they say, bring in the muscle.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So we're going to send Kit Daniels, Jakari Jackson, and others up to Missouri State, this very main campus, where they're not letting media take photos or operate just by mob rule. And obviously, Jakari can then go up if he's not stopped from videoing or photographing and say, what have you learned? There's a First Amendment. Or are you leaving me alone because you see me as a politically correct, you know, person just by stereotype because I happen to be black? And then we'll see if Kit Daniels gets attacked. But remember, it's being directed by the white liberal professors, and we'll get to that in a moment, predominantly women. And it's all about who will be the most extreme, who will shout everyone down, who can get somebody kicked out of a class, who can get somebody academic suspension. This is what goes on at UT. It is gang mentality. It's totally boiled down to just the most mindless garbage you can imagine. This is Civil War America happening at a microcosm level. Let's go back to the end of this video where they start pushing him back. And then when they see him starting to submit, they then just run him over. Here it is.
Get to the middle. They got a terrible shot to shoot. Get away from him. You got the wall. Get away from him.
Please get this man on Twitter and Facebook. You're an unethical reporter. You do not respect our space.
Get away from him. You stay out.
Stay out of the commons area. We've taken it over.
That's what we're here for.
It's come out. Some of these folks are students not being allowed to be in the comments.
We got to make this wall big. It's all good. I understand.
It's all good. We won. We had a victory. We violated somebody's rights. I get just as sick when the cops do this when they're out of control.
San Diego.
We stand up against that. Now they're going to run over him. Now they're way in his face. Now they're going to run him over.
I know, but don't change the story.
I'm walking forward.
You're pushing me. Now they run him over.
You're not doing your job.
It's our right to walk forward, isn't it?
It's our right to walk forward, but you can't. And they knock him over. Was reported by the press. Now one of the guys gets caught behind the line, and here comes the professor.
Can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Well, you need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
She grabs his camera. She's a commissar.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle.
I need some muscle. And then it ends. You need some muscle. You need some brain cells, lady, that aren't pointed towards tyranny and the worship of it. You know, where have I heard of something like this before where you walk into somebody and try to shove them over and then say, I have a right to walk forward. I'm not attacking you. Well, that happened.
Get out! Okay. But on my way, I'm going to be doing this. If you get hit, it's your own fault.
Okay. Then I'm going to start kicking air like this. And if any part of you should feel that air, it's your own fault.
Oh, I better go check that out. Now, Homer, don't you eat this pie.
Okay. All right, pie, I'm just going to do this. Hop, hop. And if you get eaten, it's your own fault. Oh! 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 My!
Oh, that's The Simpsons. And that's exactly what this is, except it's not a joke. It's not funny. And with the self-described Satanist communists that show up when we have pro-life events and begin attacking us, pulling up in their $80,000 new cars. I'm not kidding. It's always just like Mao tattoos or like brand new Jaguars. I mean, it just never ends with these people. And they do the same thing, but they try to really run down. They'll always pick like the one guy in a wheelchair and they just target because it's a predator instinct to attack the weak. And we'll see what happens with Jakari, Kit Daniels, and others. Stay with us. We got Mancal Muller, TV host, radio host, best-selling author, joining us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I barely made it in the seat on time. They even caught that if you're a TV viewer. I was showing Ted Anderson and Michael Zwirling, he owns a few of the stations we're on, around the new studios during that three-minute break. And usually I've got a little clock in my head, but I started talking about radio with them, and suddenly they were yelling, get in here! So I ran in here, and we're now on air. Where to begin? We do have our guests, don't we? Fantastic. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. One of my favorite talk show hosts and a good friend of mine. This is a parallel that Richard in there running the board came up with this morning. And it's funny because I thought of this exact same parallel this morning. the Salem witch trials versus the social justice trials. In the Salem witch trials in Massachusetts, the episode is one of the nation's most notorious cases of mass hysteria and has been used in political rhetoric and popular literature as a vivid cautionary tale about the dangers of isolationist behavior, religious extremism, false accusations, and lapses in due process. It was not unique, but simply an American example of the much broader phenomenon of witch trials in the early modern period. Many historians consider the lasting effects of the trials to have been highly influential in subsequent United States history. Well, the truth is the sadist in people in the Dark Ages and on like to actually engage in satanic activity, so the Satanists would run the witch trials. That's the next level. There was Satanism going on. It was rampant in Europe. With the witch trials, it's clear that really wasn't going on. But if you actually look at the Inquisition and a lot of other operations, you would learn that sadists, bare minimum, were the ones actually doing what they were claiming other people were up to. But it was not unique, but simply an American example of the much broader phenomenon of witch trials in early modern period. Many historians consider the lasting effects of the trials to have been highly influential in subsequent United States history. Now, he just changed it over with social justice trials. The crime of being white by Wolf, the president. Now the other chancellor has resigned. The social justice trials, the episode is one of the nation's most notorious cases of mass hysteria and will be used in political rhetoric and popular literature as a vivid cautionary tale about the dangers of socialism, politically correct extremism, false accusations, and lapses in due process. It is not unique, but simply an American example of much broader phenomenon of witch trials in the common era. Many historians will consider the lasting effects of the trials to be highly influential in subsequent United States history. We should put this out as an article, actually, with some of these videos, because if you just joined us the last hour, I played, in fact, let's play the last minute before we go to Man Cows. I want him to hear this and see this. He's probably already seen it. There's not much out there usually that we already basically aren't informed of. A lot of stuff he brings up, I'm already aware of. A lot of stuff that he brings up or that I bring up, he's also aware of. But it's important, if you just joined us, to understand that you've got a Chinese camera guy, you've got a school reporter person, college newspaper reporter person who's white, who's behind the camera, and other people being told they're racist, they're hateful, they're bad because they're in a school commons area on the front lawn of Missouri State's head campus, and they're just screaming and yelling at them and then run them over and then turn, and you see one of the feminist professors in the back commanding everyone, Melissa Click, professor of mass media. This is who runs the free speech operations there, saying, get me muscle, get them out of here, take them out. We are so close to totalitarianism in this country. And I want to ask Mancow why he thinks they're getting so brazen, so foaming at the mouth bizarre. Because we know it's being directed. I mean, Soros and others are on record directing it, but are they really this crazy? Because even Atlantic Monthly, a very liberal publication, did a 28-page article I talk about the last 2 weeks, almost every day, saying their children, their kids they've sent as liberals, hardcore liberals, to colleges, come back and denounce them and get in their faces. These are just a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats who've been told they're God. And they're very socially awkward. They can't communicate. They're scared. That's all admitted. So they get real aggressive and just scream at literature, at poetry. They're really just horrible creatures. There's another article, The New Intolerance of Student Activism. And that's another article out of The Atlantic. So we'll get Mancow's take on this and much more. He's got a bunch of points he wants to go over. TV host, radio host, best-selling author. A lot of folks obviously know who Mancow is. Frequent guest, hadn't been on in probably 6 months. But here is this clip at the end of it. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of the hysteria that is causing the president and the chancellor at Missouri State to resign.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Now, inside, get away. They got nothing to do now.
We got to make this wall big. It's all good. I understand. Especially for disrespectful people like him.
You said you're from San Diego?
No, I didn't.
He said San Diego. San Diego.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, just push them all. What's your name?
All right,
let's go and push
them. Push them all out.
You're pushing.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I know, but don't change the story, y'all. Don't change the story.
I'm walking forward. And the campus police let them run people over because they are the entitled God group. Of all races and colors, they have chips on their shoulders. And now one guy gets behind the line, and here comes the professor.
Hi, media. Can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Well, you need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
And she attacks.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here.
I need muscle. Back that up 5 seconds. I need muscle. I need muscle. I need muscle. I mean, this is like something out of a mafia movie. Get me the muscle. Play it again.
Talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Well, you need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here.
Now, Mancow, Eric Mancow Mueller, is from Missouri. His dad was a popular mayor there. He's has a TV show on Discovery Channel about their family in Missouri, so he can uniquely speak to this as well. He, of course, has hosted shows on Fox, you name it. Mancow.com, you can find all things Mancow. Mancow, I mean, this is getting Twilight Zone, isn't it? I mean, how far do you think these crazies are going to go?
Alex, my nephew's graduated from there. One nephew just graduated. It's frightening, isn't it? I mean, you talk about literature. I wish they would have them read The Crucible by Arthur Miller. Every day in Chicago and Evanston, I drive past a big sign that says Black Lives Matter. And had on the head of the ACLU today, and I said, what about white lives? What about, can we sue? Can we, a business putting that up? Black lives, what about white lives? What about lives? But are you there, sir?
I'm listening.
I owe you a major apology. I want to talk about that at some point. But listen, my friends older than me in Berkeley were protesting. I know you've heard stories like this, and people started throwing rocks, and I heard this at Kent State, and I think it's going on at Mizzou as well. And I just before we pick sides here, my best friend on earth held down this guy in Berkeley. Again, he's an old guy, an old hippie, but I like the guy. And the guy had government ID. He was CIA, and he was starting the violence. I think there are people that genuinely want us, you know, all to get along and love each other. I think we have more in common than we know. And you ask, who would do this? Are we going insane? Have they gotten more emboldened? Yeah, yes, but it's by design. This is not accidental. This is by design. And it's divide and conquer. The number one thing that these protesters wanted was for the head of the university. And again, I grew up in that area, brother. I spent a lot of time around Mizzou, and my nephews just graduated from there. In fact, I helped them financially. And the number one thing that the 7% of the campus there is black, African-American. The number one thing they wanted was for the head of the campus, imagine this, to admit that he got to be the head of the university because of white privilege.
They wanted him to say he didn't deserve anything he did in his life and to say he was a fraud. I mean, that's beyond like, you know, telling Braveheart to say he's a bad guy or will tear your guts out. It's just the arrogance of that.
Yeah. So, Alex, where this is headed, and look, the rich get richer, and the people that are doing the communist fist and raising all the hell at Mizzou, you know, spewing nonsense, these morons, no matter what, are going to stay stupid. People, you know, but what happens is they you know, the white guy, oh, that black guy took my job, the black guy, whitey gets everything. There's plenty of room at the big table. Everybody can be sitting at the table with us, Alex, drinking sweet wine and enjoying life. But what they want to do is they create, you know, this Muslim, that guy, this guy did that. They keep us fighting, and then they collect the spoils. Okay, they collect. So look, you already know this. You're the choir, and I'm the preacher. But let me just make my final point here. And this is you live in a nice house. You don't deserve that, white man. You got that because you didn't build the roads. You didn't build the bridges. You know, white privilege. Admit it. You have that. You have that nice house and that nice farm and that nice piece of land, and we need to break all this up. And where's my 40 acres? and its massive redistribution of wealth. Global warming. Oh, you can't do that. We need to break this up. A new tax. It's all about stealing from us. It's
Obama
about-
told Africans, he said, you can't have a house, a car, air conditioning. This is austerity for everybody.
So this is what it really is. You know, admit white privilege. Imagine they wanted the head of the campus, this poor idiot, and he is an idiot, but...
He's a flaming liberal.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you know, but they eat their own, don't they? They're like hamsters. I had hamsters. I watched them eat their own. That's the lefty mindset. And I just cannot believe how vile with the fist in the air, the communist fist in the air, and making demands of you're in position to demand nothing. You're a student. Look, I've never been the meathead football guy. I don't. To me, college is about education. But you know, I would have. I mean, what we should have said, what Missouri should have said, show me what they should have said is okay, no football then, and you're going to college for free, and you're done. Get out of here. Look, brother, I went to Central Missouri State University. It's now called UCM, and every year I pay for someone to go to college. I took a great deal of heat because it's not based on race. It's based on, it's based on talent. Who cares about skin color? You and I don't care about skin color. So at this university that I went to, I saw all the football players come in, and they took the SATs in about 2 minutes. For me, it was a full weekend commitment. But they were in. I saw them flunk every test, and the football players were pushed through. And this happens at every university. And these morons are usually violent. Look at what we're seeing in the NFL. So they let these violent morons of Mizzou destroy this man. And I just, it is something, isn't it? These are strange days.
Yeah, we should play the Morrison song, The Door, Strange Days Have Found Us. They're going to destroy us. I mean, all this is going to do, from what I've read, this is like the first openly gay football player, super liberal. Why is it that the mentally ill left love to eat their own and then just shout each other down trying to show off who's a better PC police?
Look, you can't. Alex, let me tell you something, okay? My wife and I were arguing, and I said to her, I said, honey, you're overreacting. And you know what she said to me, Alex?
Hmm.
She goes, after using logic and thinking this all out and looking at the facts, honey, you're right. I overreacted. I'm just kidding you, Alex. That would never happen. That never happened to any married man. Look, there's no facts. It's all emotion. It's like you and I when we fight. It's emotion. It turns into emotion. And they have learned, through Solomonsky and others, it's emotion. Look at that poor oppressed person. Boy,
well that's
that
my
person.
Next question to you. Don't the chumps know that the Soros Ford Foundation white feminists are simply trying to bully and terrorize the school to put them in charge, and that this is just a literal mutiny against people that have gotten their jobs because they can get more money into the school and know how to hobnob? Nothing to do with what color they are nowadays, folks. Believe me, these universities can care less. They'll put people in charge no matter what color they are if they think they can make the school more successful. But imagine if they put these twisted, bizarre, totalitarian feminists in charge. This is literally Animal Farm, where you've got the pigs, these female professors, running all these minions under them who are just becoming their slaves.
Gay, straight, Christian, black, whatever. Look, they're always going to manipulate the, and look, I'm a believer in a higher power. So, I'm a Christian. I want to say that. But the stupidest of every group, the most reactionary, are always going to be used. These people, look, you saw those people. They're morons at Mizzou, and they're being manipulated. And don't they realize what's going to happen? Alex, they don't care. And when you say they, you're saying we. When people say they, how could they do that? What you're really saying is I couldn't do that. You're giving them empathy.
Well, I don't care if they were black. I don't care if they're white. The entire crowd of these idiots in the videos look completely moronic. They all, whether it's a white woman or a black guy or a white guy, they literally look like who you would get to put in the dictionary by the word moron. I mean, they look stupid.
Hey, and here's the best part. Not only are they stupid, but I'm sure many of them were paying for their school because, you know, they're stupid. We can't expect them to pay for their own school. And they're angry and violent. Whoa, boy, brother. You know, you understand I live in Beirut? I live in the city of Chicago, my friend. I have to step over dead bodies to get into work. And you can't give enough. And they had just had a standing ovation for the biggest tax increase. Look, Alex, have you ever known a rich kid? They're miserable. You give them more money, they're miserable. Dad buys more for them, they're miserable. Let's talk about rich kids that are given everything. When you give a man everything, he wants more, and he hates you. And I want more, more. I want more. You can't ever. You're never going to give the angry enough.
I totally agree. So what do you think the end game is by the George Soros social engineers? You and I constantly criticize corrupt police departments, bad cops. We also support good cops. And we see how the globalists are trying to create social unrest and have a revolution against local government for federalization. But how does George Soros and Obama think they're going to get away with openly funding cop killer groups? And then the question is, well, maybe they are, because I don't see the police groups going after the White House or going after the Justice Department. I see him going after Tarantino, but I mean, what he's done is nothing compared to what George Soros and the Ford Foundation has done.
Hillary was standing here where I'm at right now, was here a few days ago saying everybody in Chicago's got to give up their guns. Can you imagine a young mother in the city of Chicago with not being able to protect herself? I mean, look, Alex, the big picture is this. Clickety click. All this. Everything we do. I mean, Edward Jones. I use Edward Jones. I just lost $350,000. A bond went bad. Whoops. Sorry. A government bond. Oh, they're insured. A government bond that I was talked into for tobacco. Well, people stop smoking. It's a long story. The point is, I never saw any money. They never transferred any money. They never did anything. It was clickety click. All of this stock. All this Ponzi.
But wait, you've got white privilege. I mean, you didn't get a special phone call and a warning?
No, what I'm trying to
say. Did you get a call warning you about fluoride or vaccines because you were white?
What I'm telling you, Alex, is you didn't deserve that. You didn't earn that. White privilege, you got to give that up. And what happens is they create these groups fighting. And while we're fighting, they're taking real gold, real money, real property, real houses. They're getting rich as we fight down here
That's
in the
it.
Dirt. And if we would stop and look up, well, it would change everything, wouldn't it?
I want to talk election. I want to talk the debate coming up tonight that we're going to have coverage with our great reporters. I want to talk about it all with ManCal, ManCal.com, syndicated talk show host, you name
Alex?
It.
Alex?
Yes?
Don't let me off the air. I owe you a big apology.
I don't know what it's about, but go ahead and give us your apology, ManCal. What's it about?
No, I can hear you got to go to break. I'll tell you coming up.
No, we got 2 minutes to break. I mean,
well, look.
You haven't done anything to me.
You and I have been buddies and family, and look, we can needle each other, and we tease each other. But years ago, and we had a great laugh, man. We slapped our knees, and I've done this a few times with you, and I'll be damned, I'll be doggone if you're not right. You used to come on my show and talk about these giant football field-sized blimps. You remember that?
Sure, I made a film about it about 14 years ago.
Right, and years ago I laughed at you. And Alex, I got to tell you, you're always right. I'm a father. I'm a big enough man. It hurts. I'm telling you, you're always right.
Well, not about 99% of the time. But ManCal, I wish I was wrong. Listen, when I first got on air 21 years ago, I was a mainline libertarian, and people were bringing me this stuff. I didn't believe a lot of it either. And then it's just, it's so crazy. So don't apologize. I mean, you've taught me a lot of stuff too, man.
Well, Alex, it hasn't aired yet, but I went on the streets for a History Channel special that I'm doing on fluoride. And I went on the streets of Chicago and, well, if the government puts it in our water, it must be good. Do you understand that it dumbs down your kids? Do you understand that it's poison? Well, if the government does it, it's okay. So look, you and I, we are the canaries in the coal mine, aren't we?
We are.
And what happens to the canaries, Alex?
They die.
They fly or they die. So the fact that you're still there doing it is good. We are a very brave individual.
Well, you are too, brother. I want to come back and cover the waterfront. What's the big end game? What do you see happening next? How do we stop this? But I was just thinking about it. I've got national studies out of Harvard, you name it, where black people are twice as susceptible to fluoride, but you don't hear Black Lives Matter talking about that. The number one thing attacking blacks is fluoride.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew.
You know, I don't get up here and talk about how deadly fluoride is for people of African descent. It's bad for everybody. Because I don't want to earn brownie points or something, you know, with the politically correct. I care about everybody. I have empathy. That's normal. I'm an advanced mammalian species. I have empathy. I have empathy with a dying bird on the ground. You know, it's got fire ants on it. I'll come and step on its head. You know, back in college, a girlfriend said, "How dare you? I thought you were a nice man. You stepped on that bird's head." And I said, "I told you I'm getting out of its misery. It's already going to die." And she just couldn't understand. She was emotional. And I had a girlfriend actually quasi break up with me. I said, "Look, you're too stupid." I just said, "You know, it's like shooting a horse when it breaks its leg because you can't fix it. I'm not going to explain it to you. Fine, lady." And it feels the same way trying to talk to young people. Because either young people are either super awake or they are super dumb. Look at this. This just came out. White House praises protesters after forcing University of Missouri president to step down. What a dangerous precedent, folks. But this is what the establishment wants. They want to be able to bully anybody they want with fake allegations. That's what they want to do. Michael Moore defends Quentin Tarantino, the white guy, stuck his neck out there and they're trying to chop it off. Michael Moore also says, I've seen him on MSNBC say, if you own a gun and you're white, you're racist, and that white people are out in the woods hiding from black people because they're racist. Really, I know a lot of black folks trying to move out in the country and get away from crime. They're race pimps, folks. The guy has six armed bodyguards. Mancal Muller of Mancal.com is our guest. But when we talk about what's going on, I want to amend what I said. After birth, if you live, one of the most deadly things facing black people in this country is fluoride. And I've tried with the politically correct groups when they've been yelling at me before to bring this up. They just laugh and go, I love it. Good. Because they love the government. Liberals do. But here's the New American. They break down all the different memorandums, government documents, and four-year documents from the Centers for Disease Control, where they internally admitted that blacks suffer most from fluoride. It's an endocrine disruptor. I mean, it is an adjuvant. It is so bad. It's got all the peer-reviewed studies. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different studies, most of them U.S. government, but internal. Folks said just last week, members of Congress went to the floor and said there are thousands of pages of secret documents we can't release from CDC whistleblowers where they cover up the autism linked to vaccines. And it's the pesticides, the glyphosates. It's a cocktail. But boys have a weak blood-brain barrier compared to girls, and it's why 70%+ of autistic children are boys. They know. It's being held back. But, oh, there's no social justice warriors for that. They're taught in their classes that that's a conspiracy. So brown paper bags, they get upset about, not other things. And I obsess on this now because it's really coming to fruition. I've got a bunch of other subjects I want to cover with Mancal. Mancal, there's so much to talk about. You got cut off at the break talking about one of your new TV show pilots you've shot. You've done so many different hit TV shows. I want to talk about Jeb Bush. I want to talk about going with your gut. Are cops really our friends? We're going to get into a whole bunch of different issues here. The divorce racket, all of it, with Mancal Muller. Let's start rolling through it. But fluoride's one of the big ones, Mancal. I mean, as I mentioned, 25 studies that Harvard did came out 2 years ago, massive IQ reduction, cancer, infertility. Well, we already knew that. The White House Science Center wrote a book about it.
You know, you see these kids with the scaly teeth. We've all seen the kids with the scaly teeth.
Yeah.
That is fluoride. The scaly teeth is fluoride. It's a poison. It's a pesticide. The government has, because the IQ levels are dropping in our public schools, they have reacted. You know, they have lowered the amount now, right? And if it was so good, it's so good for you, why aren't they putting more in there?
Yeah, they cut it in half.
They cut it in half because our IQs are dropping. So they're right there, they've admitted that it's poison.
That's ultra-massive.
And you know, you talk about the concern about the paper bags. I want to tell you what's happening here to the Whole Foods shoppers. My wife, she loves Whole Paycheck. I just can't give enough to that company. They're just so fantastic. But it's organic. Anyway, you know, people are getting really sick with these reusable bags. Have you heard about this?
Yes, but tell folks.
No. I mean, you put all this stuff in your bag, and then you use the bag over and over. The problem is chicken blood and other things drip in the bag. So people that have never had salmonella and other sicknesses are getting really sick. But, right. The fact is the paper bag was nothing. It's no big deal.
But we they admit more trees. Indoor water, sewage, and they admit paper bags are the reason that communicable diseases plunge in the West by 1920. It's a fact.
That's right. Problem, reaction, solution. Look, I want to talk about Jeb Bush quickly. I don't believe. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Look, I, you know, you talked about the different networks I've worked for. I've been in these TV newsrooms. I worked for Fox in Chicago for the last 2 years. I don't believe it's as sinister. And if it is, it's in a level that I never saw. Hell, I guess it could be. But I've been also behind the scenes of CBS and other newscasts. Look, what Donald Trump said was correct. They do pick the winner and the loser. Again, I don't know that it's sinister, Alex, but I was there, all the big names, and they pretty much had picked the fight. And the fight was Hillary versus Jeb Bush. Well, Hillary's near death. She's very sick. She's really stupid. She's really running an awful campaign. So the left didn't expect that. And on the right, Jeb Bush was going to have all the money. And I want to tell you what's happening with the money. Plus, I haven't met the person that likes Jeb Bush. I mean, this is totally, and believe me, I have the pulse on these things. I'm a populist like you are.
It was a very arrogant move by the establishment to try to sell the corpse Hillary and the little spoiled rotten brat Jeb Bush on the American people.
So I'm actually very proud of the American people that they went, nah, Bernie Sanders. Now, look, the guy's a commie. He's a communist, but whatever. They rejected what was selected for them. And then on the right, people are picking Trump. And the establishment's freaked out because we're not following the script. Listen, that Syrian bombing, today's the anniversary of the Marines. You and I are big supporters of the military. They have to do a lot of things that they don't like. But the deal is that hospital, those poor kids that were killed, that hospital that was bombed. And look, Putin hates Jeb Bush. He doesn't want another Bush in. He hates the Bush family. And this guy has inserted himself into the Middle East. And what that was a storage. This comes from a top Marine, a great source, that said, they're cutting off the Bush's money supply around the world. You may remember that hospital that was bombed in Syria. What it really was a storage place of methamphetamines, billions of dollars worth that were going to be circulated throughout the world for the Bush family. This is what I've been told. And Putin, they are slowly cutting off all of the sources of income, whether it's oil or drugs or anything else.
Yeah, well, I've seen off record even CIA people turning against the establishment and the Bushes. There is a underground revolution at the Pentagon against Hillary and against the Bushes. Is that what you're getting at?
Listen, I'm telling you that Jeb Bush eating a pork chop on a stick with his foot up on a hay bale with his shirt open, you wouldn't let him there in Austin, Texas. He wouldn't even be principal. He'd be an assistant principal. You know, this dody-dode, just a regular guy, Jeb Bush. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, they need to just quit thinking they're God and that we have kings in this country and these two families rule over us. So you agree with me, though. You've seen the tea leaves. the real establishment, not the rulers and the owners, but the people that actually run things, the bureaucracy is sick of what's going on and sees the country going down the tubes. And are you saying there's a major sea change even against Hillary and Jeb?
I'm saying there's a major hatred from Putin and the rest of the world against the Bush dynasty. Of course, their name is not even Bush, and they are cutting off their funds. This guy, you know, the daddy ran the CIA. I love how daddy is now turning on Rumsfeld and Cheney.
Yes.
It's quite beautiful. Bush, who has to live, George W., who has to live for a little while longer in this country. Oh, no, they're great. Don't say anything, daddy. Daddy's on his way out. It's kind of like Eisenhower on his way out, started speaking the truth. And that's what's going on with old man Bush. And I say Jeb's days are numbered because his money is being cut off. This guy's a loser, and people are pulling their funds. But a lot of their money is whatever the hell their real name is. Alex, what's their real name?
Well, it's a German name. The point is that they are agents, were agents of the Third Reich. I mean, they were the head Nazi banker. And that's why the Bushes are so powerful, is they got a lot of the money that was put in Latin America by the Nazis and help run
right.
part of the rat line. I mean, this is like BBC Discovery Channel stuff. I mean, we first broke it a long time ago, but it's now mainstream news.
Yes, you did.
That they literally were the head Nazis in this country.
Did you love Queen Elizabeth? Alex, we didn't talk. I wanted to bring
Queen Elizabeth Heiling Hitler? Yeah, I used to always tell you that.
Yeah. How the hell old, by the way, how old is she?
It's like 80-something, 86, 87.
Oh, brother, she just seems much older than what they're letting on.
Yeah, let's look up how old she is. Let's see if I'm right. I think it's 87, 88. I know her husband's like 90-something. Well, listen, of course she's there with her uncle, who was the king of England, Heiling Hitler. And you know, that's what they do. And my whole point is, I'm not saying it's even a Nazi conspiracy. I'm not bashing Germans either. I mean, you got a German last name. I'm part German on my mom's side. It's just that the globalists used all the German loot at the end of World War II to basically fund the Bilderberg Group and stuff. It's just like a James Bond movie.
She's 89 years old.
She's 89 years old, so she's gotten 1 year older. God bless her.
I think, my opinion, I just think she's much older. I think there's more to her than what we know.
Well, I know her dad got power because his brother had to step down, Edward VIII. And Edward VIII was to be put on the throne of Europe by the Nazis. And he was German. He had to flee Germany at the beginning of World War II, and he stayed in Spain.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't even go back to England. And then I tell the average yuppie that, and they go, I was in England one time. How dare you say there's a Nazi connection? They're not even British. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
No, I have something I want to say about that. But isn't it funny, all the crazy Islamo-kooky stuff that's going on there, all the violence? And the English government's concerned about Alex Jones. I always found that fascinating. But I want to tell you what I really think's going on, okay? You ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I sat next to David Bowie on a plane. I like the music of David Bowie. David Bowie's been on my radio show. And I said, brother, your skin is like a child's. And he was laughing. And I really was hypnotized by it. And I said to his assistant, I said, how does he look so young? And she said, oh, he does, it was a record company, somebody. And they said, well, it's illegal now in England and America, but he goes wherever he goes, and he does fetal tissue.
Yeah, wow.
And I think that's what these people do. They do stem cells, they do fetal tissue, and I think it rejuvenates them.
Well, there's no thinking about it. That is exactly what's going on. That's why the elites just want to bring in a world government, cut off the resources, get rid of the massive population, because they're going to have the life extension technologies for themselves.
Is that what all, when we hear these undercover tapes of them making bargains on you know, baby parts at Planned Parenthood, is that what this is, Alex?
That's exactly. In fact, I've talked to Planned Parenthood people when I did a report on this about 18 years ago, because we interviewed an insider. Actually, George Woolley, a local Republican activist, a Catholic activist, got me in touch with them, and they had the footage of some of this, but they said, no, they sell the baby parts, and they're getting upwards of $10,000 per baby for a late-term abortion. Now, this was in the mid-90s, or like 97 or
wow.
so. The word is now, if they can get an intact 8-month-old baby, the woman pays thousands to have an abortion that late. She has no idea that now the market's gotten so big, they can get up to $100,000 for the baby.
Alex, think so encourage promiscuous sex. You know, you ladies, express yourself with as much sex as possible. It doesn't feel good if you wear a condom. In, you know, an ultra-sexual society that we have here. I mean, my God, turn on anything. And then make money off the babies that aren't wanted.
The vampires are having women farm their babies and have them pay for it. When it'd be fair to give the woman 50 grand. I mean, she could bring it in at 9 months, one day before it's due, cut it out, chop it up, keep it alive, sell its organs. She could get a couple hundred grand. I mean, why not let the women start? It is your bodies. Women, how about you start growing babies for butcher?
It's not alive.
Well, it's not, I mean, I'm serious. With their extension, I say women should have the right, and as a feminist, I am a feminist, I think Gloria Steinem should come out and advertise into a class action suit against Planned Parenthood for cheating women and not giving them money for the long hams that they're producing.
Well, you know, this whole thing that Obama spearheaded before he became Obama, when I knew him when he was just called Barry here in Chicago, I mean, he was one of the guys that fought for late-term abortion. And it's just interesting. And look, I have two 10-year-old daughters that you know, and they're preemies. I was a preemie. Now you could abort me and my kids, and we wouldn't be considered alive. It's interesting. If there's a car accident in Chicago, it's murder. But if you take that kid and you put them on, they put them on metal shelves from Walmart, these cheap metal shelves, and they put them there until they stop breathing because they can't resuscitate them. Obama fought for that, right? So it's interesting. If as they lay there, sometimes 12 to 24 hours gasping for breath in the hospitals of Chicago, that's not murder. It's not alive. But yet, if you, you know, if you hit that woman, Alex, and a pregnant woman, and she loses her baby, you're a murderer. More madness.
No, you're absolutely right. And this is the dehumanization, and it's mind control.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton tells people what to be upset about. And then when there's stuff happening thousands of times worse, it's not even on the radar. You ask the question, are the cops really our friends? What's your take on that?
I was driving down the street in suburbia outside of Chicago, and my wife got pulled over, and they wrote a ticket, and she's crying. And I said, honey, why are you crying? She goes, I wasn't speeding. I said, no, of course not. It's your turn. Anytime a friend comes to visit in Chicago, and we have cameras everywhere. We have red light cameras. I don't know if you have those in Austin yet, but
yes,
we have cameras, and they're right. It's look, we have a lot of programs to pay for and a lot of murderers to house and a lot of gangbangers to give freebies to. And so we get nickel and dime to death. This is the town of Obama and Rahm Emanuel and Daley and Jesse Jackson and Farrakhan. Can you imagine? So the stealing never stops. I said, honey, it's your turn. You didn't do anything. It's your turn. And these people, these cops, Alex, I have paid to get tombstones for 100 cops in Chicago. I have dear friends that are cops. But the guy that drives around all day stealing from housewives, who's like a member of the IRS, or it's like he works for the sheriff of Nottingham.
Sure.
You know, brother, I was taught the overhead officer-friendly wave, and I love cops. And I've done endless amounts of charity for cops. But, God, it's getting hard to like them. The woman from Naples.
Well, you're in Chicago. That's what I'm saying. It's hit or miss. I totally agree. Some jurisdictions are just criminal street gangs, and then another jurisdiction is really good people. We'll be right back with Man Cow. So how do we fix that? Strange days, my friends, have found us. Strange days are here. Strange days are going to destroy us. Look at this headline on Infowars.com. We'll cover it after Man Cow leaves us. Jeb Bush. Found us. Jeb Bush killing baby Hitler. And then no mention of his grandfather supporting the Nazis. Good job, Kurt Nemo, on your latest article. Do me a favor, guys. Go to YouTube and find the section from Martial Law 2004 on the Bushes and Hitler. Or just type in the Bush-Hitler connection, Infowars.com. There's cuts of it with like millions of views on YouTube. And if it's not still up there, last time I saw it, like 3 million views. We ought to just grab that clip out of Martial Law, my film, where we lay out all the facts. Years later, it came out in The Guardian. They confirmed it all. But it was already there, showing that they were the main Nazi family in the U.S. And the Nazi stuff's all been overused, folks, but they were the head Nazis in the United States. And then now he'd say he'd kill a baby Hitler. I wouldn't. It's nature or nurture. You can't kill somebody before they've done something wrong. So what a sick statement by him. Do you have any comments on that about Jeb Bush, man, Cal, before we get back into the police?
You know something, Alex? Are you ready to do something dangerous?
Sure.
Okay. Follow me on this. Are you planning on committing suicide?
Never. In fact, I've said I want Darth Vader level medical care.
I want to say something, Alex, and I want everyone to hear me. Okay? Top five radio hosts in America. Me. All right? This isn't ego, edge got out. This isn't about ego. I want people to hear me. I hear a lot of different things. People say all kinds of crazy stuff on the internet about you. And I want people to know something for me. It's disinformation. And if you think Alex says anything to make money, I want people to hear this. And I'm crying. I'm telling you, I'm fighting back tears saying this. Of course, tears is another way to manipulate people. And anyone can dummy up tears. Believe me or not, folks, he could be Rush. He could be Savage. He could be Bill Maher. All you have to do is pick a side. I've been offered millions. Pick a side. The fact is, none of you listening to this show, but most Americans cannot figure out none of the above.
And by the way, I mean, I don't know if we get into inside baseball, but you're one of the few people that knows some about the facts. I've been offered History, Discovery Channel shows, big things, millions, radio shows when they thought Limbaugh was going to have a heart attack or die. I'm not going to get into all of it, but I could be making $50 million a year and not Absolutely. Have to do it, but I've got to do nothing but worship the establishment.
Look, all you do is you pick a side. You're either going to be Hillary this time or Jeb Bush. That's it.
But here's the good news. Alex. You notice Limbaugh's and people are not going along with the system now. And so they know what's going on. I mean, I know inside baseball, I'm just going to leave it at that those guys all know what's going on and don't like it.
Alex, I want people to know none of the above. That's you and I. None of the above. We choose freedom. That's it. And by the way, having said that, I want you to know that I bought a Berkey water purifier, and I love it. I bought it because of your channel.
I know. You sent me a photo of it.
Yeah.
Now, ManCal, to be specific, I'm going to send – that's a network sponsor, and their filters are fine, but we have side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Alexa Pure and the Pro Pure. So I will – you know what, ManCal? I'm not kidding. I'm going to send you our top-of-the-line Alexa Pure Pro to you. Now, be sure you run a few tanks of water through it first.
Yeah.
Because the other day we set a new one up, and they were running water through it immediately, and I said, you haven't flushed this yet, have you? You got to flush it at least once. But they're amazing.
Yeah. You.
In fact, here's the
does
plug.
Does it get the fluoride out?
Yes, it does. It gets the glyphosates, all of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com to get those. And we've got specials still running on that. Still free shipping. The manufacturer gave us that special. And 10% off promo code WATER. ManCal.com. Do 5 more minutes with me, and let's talk about the police. Let's talk about why Soros is funding these groups, where you see it going.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
ManCal Muller.
You want answers? Well, so does he.
ManCal.
Alex Jones. On the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, it's a teleprompter-free radio/TV show that ManCal hosts every morning, syndicated across the country, and on local Fox television in Chicago, but I tell you, it's also heavily produced. It's got a lot of fun stuff on the show, and I've been a guest on there, obviously, many a times. In closing, ManCal, and then I'm going to get into my review of Spectre. We did a professional review of it. I mentioned it. It has, like, false flags. They talk about the New World Order, global government. It just shows how far the liberty movement's come. What do you think the establishment's going to do as more and more of the thinking people realize how the scam really works? I mean, I have like high-powered political pundits in here talking about Jeb Bush and cocaine dealing. You're on air talking about methamphetamine dealing. It seems like everybody's turning against him. The Pentagon is exposing that the government runs ISIS. Everybody's turning on Obama. I want to say America is impressing me finding their huevos and standing up against evil.
Oh, man, Alex Scott, you kill me here because I have so much I want to say. Look. Spectre was, I really enjoyed it.
I did
it's
too.
Not the greatest movie of all time. Fantastic Four, they tried to turn urban and it failed and they went, well, what happened? I saw the head of Sony was shocked that anyone would even acknowledge that the new Ghostbusters are female. I'm telling you, the political correct BS is going to fail. Do you know that Disney has now ordered that Princess Leia can never be shown as a slave? You know, the sexy bikini Jabba the Hutt slave girl outfit.
I saw that.
And I have friends that are comic book artists.
No one's going to go see the Ghostbusters with nothing but women because it's not about that.
They might. I love the Chinese fighting to be better represented in our movies. Can you imagine some inner city guy from Chicago yelling that he wants to be more represented in China? They would tell him, get the hell out of town.
Well, I mean, here's my deal. I'm not against a franchise where it's about women being tough like Charlie's Angels or Alien. That's how it starts. Right. It's why it's big. But it's like making Captain America black and having him take on the Tea Party. It's just it's a takeover. It's like saying Robin Hood works for Prince John. It's just not true.
Well, look, here's the thing. Formula works. There's a reason we fall in love with these things. And when they change them, they fail. And then everybody goes, well, what happened? And nobody can acknowledge the obvious. And people need to know, go with your gut. Wrong is still wrong. Freaky is still freaky. If you feel it in your gut, if you hear it on this show and it's true, guess what? It's freaking true. And if it doesn't, it will be proven true. Like those crazy football field sized blimps that are watching us. I didn't believe you, Alex. My God. And you were right. And so you're right. These movies are failing. These TV shows are failing. Anything agenda-driven is dying. I can't wait to hear your take on the Bond movie. And I do think a new world is coming. Not the world they want, but a world that we want, where love wins, freedom wins, and good wins. And despite what you hear, folks, Alex will tell you, because I know him, he's a godly guy, he's a good man, he's a family man, and he will tell you, he's read the last chapter of the book. I want everybody to know, don't get disenchanted, don't get cynical, don't get hateful. Good wins. We win, guys. Right, Alex?
Absolutely, brother. And I appreciate you defending me from trolls, but that just goes to the territory. We know a lot of that's paid for. I don't even really worry about it. People, anytime you're effective, people want to demonize you because it makes them feel like they're big and powerful. But I know 98% of what's said about me is a fraud. The little bit of criticism that's accurate, that I cut people off, that I'm obnoxious, that I'm repetitive, is true.
Me too.
And so I have really listened to that and gotten better. So I take real criticism, you know, all day long, and I know you do too. Listen, you got to come back on more often. I've asked you on the last 6 months a few times, and you've just kind of been, I guess you've been busy producing TV shows or what?
Well, brother, I'll tell you, our show's number one in Chicago. It's on a station called The Loop, and we're doing great. But I always have time for you. You are a brother. And I really wish everybody could go and have a few beers and hang out with you, because you're a guy that you love family and you love America, and your soul is not for sale. I mean, Michael Savage was a liberal, and now he's conservative for money. And most people I meet in radio are for sale. Your soul is not for sale. So, yeah, the trolls bother me more than they bother you.
Well, Mancow, you're very nice. Yeah. But on the case of Savage, I think he was liberal and became a conservative. I don't think he was. But listen, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Coming up, more on the California missile test as we learn more on that front. Science news, economic news, Russia news, political news. It's all coming up. Also, there's a hopeful article. I don't know if this is accurate, but Sputnik's reporting U.S. Congress likely to reject politically toxic TPP. And there are members of Congress now that they're able to see it after it was passed globally. Now it has to be ratified here, saying it is super draconian on so many fronts. Anti-free market, selective grip, shuts down free speech. It's all coming up. And I meant to cover this yesterday. Will you guys pull me the article? San Francisco bans fireplaces. First they restricted them, now they banned them outright. I told you, that's Agenda 21. Banning lemonade stands, banning any small groups of humans engaging in non-corporate activity. It's all living basically in a giant prison. Now that's them proposing banning it. It's now banned in all new homes. and they're harassing and fining people caught with smoke coming out their chimney. Now it's your restaurant putting smoke out, which is part of the atmosphere. So that's all coming up. We're also going to look at something you can do to fight the globalists in a big way with Dr. Group here on the transmission. Something that the establishment really doesn't want people to be aware of because it's something you can actually do for yourself. Now, there's the article by Joe Wolverston, the second New American, wood-burning stoves banned in new homes in San Francisco area. Boom. And that's the Environmental Protection Agency working with the locals to do that. That's all UN. But first, here is my analysis and breakdown on the new film, Spectre. Well, the new James Bond movie's been out in the United States for more than a week. James Bond, Spectre, with Daniel Craig. First off, I like Daniel Craig as an actor, but I really didn't like him as James Bond in the last few films. And quite frankly, the previous films, I only watched for their entertainment value as unintentional comedy. Now, some of the Ian Fleming books, he was a high-level MI6 spy, are very interesting and have, well, let's just say plots that parallel reality, like Moonraker, an elite plan to biologically wipe out 99% of the human race and repopulate it with superhumans. That's a globalist eugenicist plan that's been on the drawing board for more than 60 years. But most of the stuff you see in James Bond movies is pro-anti-terrorism, police state propaganda. It's British Crown, MI6, MI5, police state promotion. That said, I went and saw last week Spectre, and it is undoubtedly the best James Bond movie I've ever seen for the action, the adventure, but mainly the content. Without giving away too much, I'll just say this. It basically discredits the police state spy grid, the NSA spy grid, the British spy grid, the European spy grid, the global spy grid, and explains that spy grids end up being used against the system itself and are used by criminals to oppress the people. And that criminals are using staged terror attacks or false flag terror attacks, self-inflicted wounds, inside jobs, to force governments themselves to acquiesce to the NSA-style surveillance grid. So this is a very pro-Snowden film. It's also a very nationalistic film. It's very pro-nation state, explaining that countries are firewalls against one great tyranny or one great ring in the darkness binding us all. Now, earlier I talked about previous James Bond films basically being comedy, and they are. But one vein that runs through the franchise since the early 60s, when Sean Connery first starred as the MI6 hero, is the fact that there are shadowy organizations like Spectre or Chaos or Cobra or Hydra that have operatives within government that use government compartmentalization to basically turn government into nothing but automatons or engines of their criminal enterprises. Extortion, murder, mass terrorism. But this film ties it all together and shows how Spectre, symbolized by the octopus or by the Hydra, is actually in control of every major government on Earth. And when you realize what Bilderberg, what Club of Rome is, you understand that literally that's what globalism and the New World Order is private corporate operatives who've given themselves diplomatic immunity through the UN and other multinational governmental organizations who are actually funding ISIS, actually funding currency devaluations, actually funding right-wing terrorist groups in Ukraine, actually having CNN endorse the Muslim Brotherhood while they blow up and burn down churches in Egypt. And when you pull back and realize that Spectre, like a face sucker from Alien, is in control of our major governments and has us hatching out new legions of tyrants for them, you understand what the New World Order is and why it wants an above-the-law, global, cashless society controlled by a corporate oligarchy. This film is excellent. It's extremely informative. And on so many fronts, it's revolutionary. And when you investigate it, organizations like Goldman Sachs admit that they're installing their executives as the presidents of major countries like Italy, Greece, and other nations. It is simply over the top. In summation, what does a film like Spectre tell us? It tells us a lot. There are people inside the system that don't like what's happening and are trying to use art to not just be propagandists for the establishment, but to tell the truth. Or maybe they're still propagandists for the establishment, but they realize that the public's already woken up to what's happening, so at least they give us simulated victories in movies, in The Matrix, so we feel like everything's okay. That's the more pessimistic view. I tend to think it's a little bit of both. But what we do know is the world is waking up, the world is taking action, the world is saying no, and real-life James Bonds in local government, in state government, in federal government, in multinational government, in international systems, from the top to the bottom, are saying no, are waking up, and are realizing the paradigm that we're in a controlled, manipulated system, and they're beginning to break out of that matrix. And it's not just movies like James Bond Spectre in 2015 that are telling the truth. No, my friends, it's films like The Last Captain America, where, again, a shadowy criminal group, another octopus, Hydra, has its operatives within government multinationally and is bringing in a global tyranny in the name of protecting the public from terrorists they run in control. Some people will rightly ask me, why are you covering fiction? Why are you giving Hollywood blockbuster movies a review? Why are you telling us go see it? Because when we vote with our dollars, when Hollywood does something good, we should support it. That's Pavlovian conditioning to produce more that's enlightening, more that's informative. Yes, we have a stick as well, but the carrot is the real way to change society. That's why they want to end free speech with political correctness. That's why they want review boards to control what you can say, because they don't want an open market of ideas because freedom is popular. We simply need to legalize freedom again. I spend 95% of my time promoting alternative media, new media, independent films. But when a film comes along like Captain America, or when a film comes along like Equilibrium a decade ago, or some of the other films like The Hunger Games exposing the police state, we've got to promote the good aspects of it. And a lot of times I'll give a film 2 or 3 stars out of 5 if it did an okay job, or 2 or 3 Paul Revere's out of 5. Rarely do I give a film 5 stars, but I've got to say, despite some of its problems, this film gets 4.5 stars. It loses half a star because they act like MI6 are the good guys completely and they're totally fighting evil and are perfect. When the truth is, if there was one organization that I had to say was Spectre-like, it would be MI6, MI5, or the Central Intelligence Agency. And that's because they're so big, they're so old, they're so powerful. As a British statesman said, Lord Acton, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So these are organizations where the cleaning of house needs to happen. Of course, I don't think these organizations should be abolished. And you can say in summation that this kind of is a PR film for MI6 that is under scrutiny right now inside the UK. So that's probably the one little poison kernel within the larger mountain of truth. That's it for this review of Spectre. And a final point I should add to that excellent piece that Rob Dew put together from a little talk I did last night here. He did it pretty quick. Is that we're also hijacking mainstream media, hijacking culture, hijacking memes. In the next hour, we'll upload that 8-minute review to Infowars.com, to Facebook, to Twitter, to PrisonPlanet.com. And then you can put it on Facebook, Twitter, send it to friends and family. And they might not listen to you about the New World Order, but they will listen to me here in a big studio with the background and the clips and showing news articles. There are some people you can't reach other than through pop culture. And so more and more, I'm trying to not just cover news, but cover pop culture, because that's how you reach a wider audience of people that don't care about politics. You have to show them it's interesting and that a real-life James Bond movie meets Prometheus, meets 1984, meets Brave New World, meets 2001 Space Odyssey, meets Fantasia is going on around them.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now.
Merle Haggard bringing us in.
Time's really over for good.
Are we rolling downhill?
And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
He's with us a little bit in the next hour. And we got the fourth hour of Overdrive and debate coverage tonight from like 6 o'clock all the way up until like 10 o'clock. Because I think we should have pre-debate coverage. They're all ready to go at 7, but I think pre-debate's even better. We're going to have Jakari Jackson, Kit Daniels on the ground at the university up there in Missouri, where free speech is being trampled by bizarre French Revolution-style Jacobin bizarreness. We've got all that coming up. But Dr. Group joins us for the balance of this hour to talk about solutions. We have him up every couple of weeks. We have been trying to launch this for the last year. We got all of the organic ingredients to do it. So this is part infomercial. We always alert people when we do this every few weeks. But it's also mainly just free info, because people need to know how many parasites and other harmful invasive organisms are in the body. Even the government admits 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. And we've come up with a new Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleansing Dietary Supplement, and it is extremely affordable. It is brimming with the capsules. And the way I read the facts, this could do a cleanse for really a family of 4 or 5 people. Dr. Group, let's just get into the product now and then into parasites themselves, what folks really want to hear about in the next segment. But thank you for developing this for InfoWarsLife.com. Tell us about Living Defense and why it's so special.
Well, it's really special because it's part of the problem that we're dealing with today. When the earth becomes sick and the earth soils become acidic and the internal bodies become acidic because of all the toxic food in the air and the beverages that people are consuming, it sets up an environment that's ripe for harmful organisms to live, either on the earth. That's why a lot of the plants are infested with harmful organisms, or inside the body. And years ago, we linked every single disease process to an overgrowth of organisms in the body. And when people hear the word parasite, which the FDA does not like us to use, they actually came down on us and made us take the word parasite off everywhere, because we were exposing what the globalists have been doing, spreading these parasites and creating this this environment, which is great for them to live in, for years and years and years, because they know they drain us of energy, they make us sick. So we had to actually change the word parasite to harmful organism. And when we talk about harmful organisms, it's the definition, actually, the medical definition of parasite is any harmful organism that lives off of a host mechanism. Most people just think parasites are worms, but harmful organisms are bacteria, viruses that you can get through flu shots, funguses, yeast. We literally have an epidemic going on right now with molds and fungus and yeast living in everybody's body, worms, bacteria. So any organism that's harmful, that's living off or living in your body, stealing your nutrients, creating an acidic environment, because what we found with the research that was done in the 1920s, 30s, 50s, Royal Raymond Rife, who developed a light microscope, who could actually view organisms at 100,000x, associated and identified organisms with every single disease. And that's when he came up with the Rife machine, which blew back frequencies at these organisms and would blow them up because every organism resonates at a certain frequency. So it wasn't only him, but our scientists, German scientists, they knew the effect that they could initiate inside the body by exposing the earth and exposing everybody to harmful parasites. The bad thing about parasites or harmful organisms is that there really is no medical test to determine. So you could have a host of symptoms and be misdiagnosed by doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about it when we come back. What is the best testing for parasites is one of the questions we'll go over. What are some of the most common parasites that people suffer from? We'll look at those little guys. And then we'll look at one of the most deadly parasites known, Hillary Clinton, or harmful invasive organism from Mars. They'll be back. Stay with us. Or is it Venus? Or is it Pluto? Or is it Uranus? We'll be back. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Leanne McAdoo and the Eye of the Tiger meets Wonder Woman. We now take you live to Glendathan.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, and Leanne McAdoo is here. You know, something I really ought to do more is promote the fact that we do so many special transmissions. Pretty much every month we do 4, 5, 6 hour TV shows where we expand InfoWars Nightly News. We can turn her mic on, folks. Political Science Theater 3000 tonight at 7 p.m. You'll have the nightly news for an hour with all the coverage of what's happened in the day around the world and here domestically. And then you'll have 3-4 hours of debate coverage. And they do a great job with Leanne McAdoo, David Knight. But we just sent Jakari, who normally is part of the panel, up to Missouri. Who else is on the panel tonight, Leanne McAdoo?
It'll be myself, David Knight, Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen is going to be manning the Twitter station. So everyone needs to be sure they're interacting with us, sending us their tweets. Use the main hashtag. It'll be GOP debate. But we definitely like to take over that hashtag and it'll be fun. Political Science Theater 3000.
And let's be clear, people love these. We end up on average just on the streams getting about 200,000 people that tune into it. Then we have about 130,000 that tuned in on the live YouTube stream. We send it out there. And some other systems, but that's pretty good for us. I mean, look at the radio show with millions of viewers. Took 20 years to build that with viewers and listeners. But to have an extra couple hundred thousand people just on the streams, not to mention on Houston Cable and some other stations that are already picking up the show, very, very exciting. I would say all total, probably 1 million people will be watching our coverage. And that really gives a challenge to establishment media who doesn't even have viewership like that, except when they have a debate. We saw the circus a few weeks ago. What do you think Fox News will do this time?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty interesting because obviously their GOP's main guy right now is in the crosshairs. So it'll be interesting, but I think they're going to be talking. I think they're going to try and maintain decorum so that they don't become the sensational news, that their failure of the moderators. So,
and to be clear, we do something nobody else does.
Right.
Okay. We do live analysis of mainstream media, fair use, to document what they're saying and they're doing. And literally under the legal parameters, that's why we only show part of it. We talk over it. We give analysis just like we could do to any other big live event that's news-wise.
Right.
We couldn't do a live commentary on the NFL. We're doing this on politicians, on the media, on what's happening. Nobody else does this. We do this of State of the Unions. I started doing this like 15 years ago where I'd carry it live and make comments. And so that's what's coming up tonight because we get some complaints. It's a minority of folks that are like, what are you doing talking over the debate? Well, it's a Fox debate, not an InfoWars debate. We're analyzing the media and we're analyzing the politicians
right. And
we're analyzing the response in live time. That's what we're doing under the First Amendment, breaking it down. Same way we would analyze a political commercial.
Mm-hmm. Or another news piece that we got.
Absolutely. So have Fox News on right beside it and go back and forth. But that's why you want to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. 20 people can watch with the same $5.95 a month membership. You can share your username with folks so people can log in. 20 people And that just pays for the bandwidth. And see our live coverage starts 7 o'clock tonight, InfoWars Nightly News. Anything else, Leanne?
Well, these are fun. We're going to be covering all of the debates. So be sure to watch them with us. It'll be very exciting. And tweet us, GOP debate.
I'm glad you guys are hungry. And I used to years ago say, hey, cover the debate or cover the State of the Union or cover this election or cover the RNC. Or anything. Now you guys are just doing it.
It's fun.
And you're just.
We have a lot of people interacting with us on Twitter and getting their comments in and their little digs. So
that's it. We're trying to make it, I don't usually use the word democracy, but we're kind of democratizing the debate.
Right. Yeah. We don't just need to listen to what they're feeding us, but let's, you know, break through the lies and disinformation.
And not let them put out establishment spin of what the debate meant.
Exactly.
We're doing it live, teleprompter free, on the fly, prisonplanet.tv or infowarsnews.com. And we put the feeds out for free, by the way, on big events like this on infowars.com/show. We'll also have some links there as well. But we don't cut into the feed of this show. That continues to stream 24/7 as well until the next day's broadcast. Leanne McAdoo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There goes Leanne McAdoo, the Wonder Woman of independent media. Now, the Wonder Man or the Aquaman of supplements, Dr. Edward Group, joins us. He just summoned three giant whales. But getting serious, Aqualad, actually. You're Aquaman, I'm Aqualad. Here today, I can't just tease Leanne, we got to tease ourselves too. Getting serious about parasites, this is something when I heard about over a decade ago, I didn't really believe. I did one of these cleanses or invasive organism or harmful organism cleanses. It really hurt a lot, but it did do a lot. With this was not painful like some other cleanses I've done. The product is available at InfoWarsLife.com. Harmful organism cleansing. Living Defense, first tell folks, then I'm going to quit plugging the product and get into parasites themselves, what's in it. Because I've always read and heard that just one of the ingredients, black walnuts, is really good at flushing parasites. And that, you know, animals out in the fields eat them and stuff to naturally do this. So we do cleanses on our dogs, our cats, our horses, our cows. Why not us?
Well, because they don't want you to know about that you need to do a parasite or a harmful organism cleanse. That's the thing. It's so secretive. And when we were doing our research into the root cause of every single disease, there's been plenty of proof. A lot of it's been burned and gotten rid of over the years that the majority of diseases are caused by some sort of overgrowth of harmful organisms in the body. As a matter of fact, the World Health Organization came out a couple years ago and said 3.5 billion people are infested with intestinal parasites and worms. So the problem that we found is if you, with cancer patients, for example, we found up over a trillion microorganisms harmful in each person's body. We calculated that out, and other scientists have as well. Well, if you have a trillion harmful organisms in your body, they all take your nutrients and feed off of you, and then they have to go to the bathroom. And that's where the real problem comes in. First of all, they steal all the good stuff from you, and then second of all, they process it, and then they go to the bathroom inside your system.
So we turn into portable porta-potties.
You do, because they secrete formaldehyde, isopropyl alcohol, phenol, very toxic substances that are also endocrine-disrupting chemicals and alter the hormone levels in your body as well. So, I mean, parasites live in the food. For example, 1 square inch of sushi can contain over 10,000 parasite larvae.
Good Lord.
And how many people do you know out there that eat sushi? So, Yeah, I mean, over 75% of the world's population has at least one type of worm living inside their body.
Have you seen the videos where the worms come out of the pork chops?
Oh, I've seen so many different videos on parasites. There are some colonoscopy videos out there. I mean, a lot of times they find tapeworms, hookworms during routine colonoscopy. And you can go on YouTube and type in colonoscopy worms. There's been tapeworms that they've found that have been 60 feet long. So it's not just a third world problem. You know, you always hear about, oh, don't go to the third world countries because you're going to get worms and you're going to get parasites. 8 out of 10 children under 12 have pinworms. Adults have pinworms. They spread like wildfire. You know, we all we live in a toxic environment. Like I said, you can even breathe.
What about what cats carry? I heard some countries like India, half the population has brain worms that causes mass mental illness. And it actually, the parasite in the brain programs you to like the smell of cat urine to keep the cats around, similar to worms that get into caterpillars and program them to go up and be killed by birds to then spread the worms faster. It's like a science fiction movie. In fact, guys, right. People won't believe it. Go to YouTube and type in parasite worms take over caterpillars, and it actually shows it goes to its brain, takes control of it, makes it go to the top of a leaf to be eaten by birds. I mean, this is, why are you against the migrant parasites that want to eat our brains? Why are you against the amoebas that want to eat the brain? Why don't you submit to the amoeba? It has a right to live too, racist.
Because it's all about clearing our brain and raising the consciousness and giving people the solutions and finding out what's wrong out there.
No, so the amoebas will resist you.
That's why everybody needs more cats. Intestinal cleansing, liver and gallbladder cleansing, harmful organism cleansing, chemical and heavy metal cleansing. And now you have everything everybody needs, Alex. This is the last part. I mean, yes, there's a lot of other supplements out there, but this is the key. I mean, Hulda Clark, she associated most diseases with the liver fluke. I mean, you can trace everything from migraine headaches to arthritis. Everything.
But what's wrong with worms that go into the brain and remote control you? In fact, that's BBC Associated Press. We just showed an article. I only knew about this a few years ago. My son told me about it. I didn't know there were parasites that literally take control of their host and control you like a robot.
You know what the scary thing is? DARPA and some of the black ops organizations have actually been working on artificial intelligent parasites that they can put inside your system.
That's mainstream news. I know they want insects to deliver nanotech, yeah.
And you can activate certain parasites with frequencies using the HARP technology, using cell phone towers. You can turn them on. You can make them more active. You can turn them off. If you infest the world's population with harmful organisms, and you know what frequencies activate those harmful organisms or destroy those harmful organisms, that's exactly what Royal Rife proved. He measured the frequencies and the harmonics of all the organisms and blew back the same frequency, and they would explode. But you can also enhance those frequencies or control those organisms with frequencies. And anybody that does have cats or dogs or are around animals all the time, they need to be doing harmful organism cleanses on a regular basis. So that's the reason why I've had so many people that have come to me, thousands and thousands that have said they've gone to 20 different doctors and no doctor can figure out what's wrong with them. And they've all been labeled with some sort of mental illness. It's not that. Parasites can get up in your brain. When they secrete all these chemicals and then you combine all the chemicals and the toxins from the food you're eating and the heavy metals you're ingesting and all the toxic beverages you're consuming, and you're not cleansing your body, and all these things are congesting your self-healing mechanism and reducing your immune system. This is the answer that we're trying to give to people. It is all about cleansing and changing.
Well, listen, let's go over, because it's not just getting the product Living Defense that you develop for InfoWarsLife.com. You talk about eating garlic, raw garlic, pumpkin seeds, pomegranates, beets, carrots, all of which have been traditional to kill parasites. And then you go through some studies. You talk about nutrition supplements, cutting back on raw carbohydrates. I want to go through probiotics, all about it. But tell us, you try to develop Living Defense to be the strongest, safest, focused herbal combination. Now, some of our products obviously don't smell too good. Why does this smell so delicious? Everybody loves it. And tell folks what's in Living Defense at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, it probably smells good because of the clove. So when we've spent years and tested this formula for years and years and years, and we've chosen the specific herbs to address a wide variety. There's millions of harmful organisms out there. There's some that are more damaging to the body. There's a lot of different worms also as well. So we had to pick different types of herbs that would focus on the most damaging harmful organisms and not only create a hostile environment for those harmful organisms, but also help the body naturally eliminate those harmful organisms. So we chose epazote, which has been used for years. We chose cassia bark. We also wanted to source the cleanest strongest therapeutic doses. So we looked for organic first. If we couldn't find certified organic sources, the next thing we always do is go to wildcrafted in the rainforests, which are, to me, just as good as certified organic because no one's touched those trees or no one's touched those herbs.
Sounds even better.
A lot of times they are even better. So then we put organic clove bud in there. We put wormwood. You know, you can see wormwood. That's why they call it wormwood. It's been used as far back as 1600 BC as a cleansing herb to create a hostile environment for harmful organisms. And then we put a real powerful enzyme blend in because a lot of the harmful organisms out there have adapted over time. And our immune system, our macrophages in our immune system, which are like our Pac-Man, which go in there and chew a lot of these harmful organisms up, these harmful organisms have a layer. It's called a chitin layer. It's a hard layer that they've developed over time to protect themselves from our immune system. So not too many companies out there know that you really need to start breaking down these layers that those organisms, especially different types of yeast and fungus and worms, have developed this protective layer. And so we put a special blend of enzymes in the living defense that are designed to chew away and eat at this layer to make them more vulnerable to the herbs that we're using in here. And not only that, but also to the macrophages, your own immune system. So it's really a combination of a lot of different things in the living defense that people can use. I recommend doing a 6-week cleanse because as we've studied the life cycle of the majority of harmful organisms, especially different types of worms, from the time that they lay eggs, it takes 6 weeks for them to fully mature into adults. So anybody who's doing a harmful organism cleanse should really do it for a period of 6 weeks. It's one of the easiest cleanses to do, Alex. It's not like the liver cleanse or the intestinal cleanse. I mean, this is a very easy cleanse. All you're doing is just taking capsules twice a day, and that's it. We also recommend looking at some of the dietary changes, trying to avoid sushi, or if you do eat sushi that night, you would want to take 3 capsules when you get home just to kill off or to eliminate any of the larvae that might be in the sushi. So it's really one of the catalysts, most effective programs that we've used and other doctors have used for years and years and years. And it's one of the things that I feel is a vital part. It's a vital component of you getting your health back to where it needs to be. Because a lot of doctors, natural practitioners out there, they do a little bit of cleansing or they prescribe a lot of herbs to everybody. They address the symptoms. But what we're focusing on is the root cause. We're focusing on what the damaging areas are. And I've had people that have turned into vegan and juice all day long every day, and they still have health problems. And I'll ask them, did you do a harmful organism cleanse? Did you cleanse all the harmful organisms out of your body? Because those organisms, you can juice as much as you want, but those harmful organisms are still going to be sucking in all those nutrients from the juice unless you've been able to eliminate those from your body.
Well, humans have been plagued by harmful organisms. It's like we live on a college campus with all the political correct terms, things we have to use. But obviously there are invasive creatures, insects, worms, other families, different types of microbes, amoebas that are out there. And, you know, you can get in Lake Travis every year. Somebody ends up dying when one goes up their nose and eats their brain. You know, replicates in their brain. But I can't call it a parasite. It's a loving sweetie pie. There, that's more politically correct. A migrant. The amoebas migrate into the brain. Obviously, something like this isn't going to help you with that. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think you should cleanse your intestines, folks. Keep the parasites.
Right now.
cultures throughout history has tried to do cleanses to get parasites out of their bodies. And the West is better off on average than third world countries where, what I've read, mainline news, most adults have really bad parasites and just accept it. There's still a lot of parasites here. And I know that I'm going to start taking Living Defense as recommended, because everything else that Dr. Grips developed from InfoWarsLife.com, whether it's the Deep Cleanse or whether it's the Oxy Powder or whether it's the Liver Shield or whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, all of it has been amazing. And what's good on top of it is you're funding a hardcore liberty-based operation that promotes freedom. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I don't plug every segment like other talk show hosts do. I'm not knocking it. Radio has to do it. Radio's in trouble. The economy's in trouble. We just every other week or so do a 30-minute infomercial and are open about it and fund ourselves. And we recommend radio stations out there get your own high-quality products and start doing this with your local shows. This is the game changer. Michael Zwirling's here. He's got two stations in the central area of California, two big ones. One goes into San Francisco. And he trailblazed stations 20 years ago, self-funding by selling their own products. And he's doing better than ever when his competition's going out of business, some of the biggest stations in California. So I'm thinking about becoming a consultant for free and maybe writing a handbook up for stations and try to give them tips because it's not enough to get ratings nowadays. The economy's in so much trouble. So it's a win-win to buy the product. It's available on InfoWarsLife.com, Living Defense. And it is an introductory rollout. It will sell out. It'll be next year till we get more. Dr. Group, shifting gears, in other countries, they obsess over parasite cleanses, like Japan, other developed nations. Here, I never heard anything about this until I started hanging around with some more wealthy people that are into health conscious, and they said, you've never gone to the doctor and had your blood tested for parasites? Just because they can, see what toxins the parasites put off and tell you what types you've got. And then they were showing me, photos of what their kids had and what they had. And it was just crazy. And they were going to MDs. So we can criticize MDs here. They're not really bad in most cases. They're just compartmentalized. But am I wrong in saying more and more MDs are aware of this? And there's a growing market in MD science as well, identifying the fact that parasites and also funguses, things like that, are yeast are just absolutely infesting us.
Yeah, yeast is one of the things that's really going rampant right now in mold and candida. I mean, but then you have strange parasites like Morgellons too, where people are having these strings basically growing out of their skin. But you have to remember that, let's say some of the more common symptoms of parasite would be abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, gas, bloating, loose stools, a lot of skin conditions, rashes on the skin are associated with harmful organisms, stomach pain, weight gain. Weight gain, unexplained, is a lot of times associated with parasites, depression, stress, anxiety. So a lot of these symptoms, people go to the doctor's office, and what is the standard doctor going to do?
Prozac.
They're going to prescribe them medications. They want people hooked on medications. They're not going to link all these symptoms to parasites. Why? I don't know. We did because we looked at the root cause of everything, which was toxicity in the body.
Hold on. Do 5 more minutes with us, and then David Knight's got a huge groundbreaking interview about real jihad training in America. This is groundbreaking.
You are listening.
This is a newsmaking event coming up. In fact, I should have been plugging this all day long. I just forgot. In fact, I'm going to tell you about it in a minute. This is huge.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, you've seen mainstream news stories, TV stories, from California to upstate New York about weird jihad camps and being funded by the government, and even Washington Post articles about hundreds of millions of dollars being given to these groups. Well, we've got an interview with Mark Hall coming up, documentary filmmaker, on his film Killing Ed, exposing the largest networks of charter schools in the U.S. run by fundamentalist Turkish imam expelled from Turkey 16 years ago for pushing an Islamic State. This is where it comes from, a transnational caliphate. His network receives hundreds, this is one group, of millions a year in U.S. taxpayer funding. He's got some of these in Texas. And next, I'm letting folks know, law enforcement and others who watch and listen, just so we don't get overlap on this, when we're there, we're sending our crews out in the next few weeks. So this is the real deal. And it's coming up and more in the fourth hour with David Knight. Please tell your friends and family to tune into local affiliates or Infowars.com/show, where the free audio and video feeds are. And you have the power. You're the reason we're reaching more people and why we're being attacked, because you're spreading the word. We're growing. Well, let's grow faster. Let's not get in a fight here and lose this thing. We got to throw more coal on the fire. We got to accelerate to attack speed. We got to commit and go 110%. Feels good, is all I can tell you, to be committed and to be fighting tyranny. Know I'm on the side of right. You are too. Let's take action, folks. Let's do it. Spread the word. Email everybody. Call everybody. Facebook, Twitter. Tell them tune in right now to learn about real jihad training in America, U.S. government funded. This is sensational. But it's hiding in plain view. All right, let's go ahead now in the last 3 minutes we have. Dr. Group, I want to shift gears out of the latest product, years in development. You had your own private clinic developing this for your patients. Obviously, now it's available to the general public via InfoWarsLife.com. Living Defense, harmful organism cleansing dietary supplement, 120 big capsules. So what is the best way to take this? How should you take this?
Well, the best way is 3 capsules, 2 times daily, 2 to 3 capsules, 2 times daily for 6 weeks. That seems to be the best, getting for us to get the best results with that. I will say that some people may experience a healing crisis. Whenever you start eliminating some of these harmful organisms or they start breaking open, you can have these dead organisms inside your body, and they can start to decay or be in there for a little while until your immune system can flush them out. So it's really good to drink a lot of extra water, exercise, get your blood moving, and push all those out. I also recommend that people do intestinal cleansing on a regular basis, liver and gallbladder cleansing. But all in all, it's results driven. I mean, we all have to understand that we live in a world where we're exposed to parasites all the time.
Yeah, I'm almost scared to do it. I did a partial one.
But it's not that bad. Trust me. I mean, the liver cleanse is probably the hardest out of all the cleanses.
And it's easy for me. It was easy for me. Yeah.
99% of the people, when they do a harmful organism cleanse, maybe for the first few days, they might be a little lethargic. But after that, they're able to slowly eliminate, and their immune system starts to be built back up, and they naturally get rid of these things.
Why are you racist against pinworms, hookworms, tapeworms, amoebas, and other things? Why were you raised a bigot? You should accept it.
Well, the thing is, there are good organisms, too, that live in our bodies, and that's... You know, it's always the fight against good and bad, right? So you want to have as many good organisms in your body.
What are some of the good things?
All your probiotics, your biodome inside your intestinal lining. Those are going to be all, that's your first exposure point, like we've talked about.
Now, that's the extremists that have to be dealt with, right? That's the terrorists, you mean?
Yeah, what we want to do is we want to have the good organisms in our body fighting against the bad organisms in our body. It's like, it's weird. We have the same scenario in our lives, but
look at the environment. Look at a forest. Look at a desert. It's all got that balance of stuff going on in it. Dr. Group, globalhealingcenter.com. Thank you so much for all your great work.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet. Folks, this David Knight thing is big. When I looked into this a month ago when he was first working on it, and then a few weeks ago, I was just like, get out there. I mean, when I think about how sensational this is, if we expose this, it could really damage the globalist.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour, and we have a big fourth hour coming up. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by documentary filmmaker Mark Hall. He's done a film called Killing Ed. I don't think it's been released yet. We'll talk to him about the details of when and where it's going to be released. But the key thing about this is a documentary about our schools, what's going on in the schools. A lot of people don't like what's happening with charter schools. I want to see educational choice, but I'm concerned when I see crony capitalism. The problem I see with charter schools is that the power, the money, is still being removed from the local community at a very high level. That invites corruption, but it also invites something else in this case, which you really need to pay attention to. This is a story that really shows the worst case. This film shows the worst case of what can happen with charter schools. And I think the Fethullah Gulen schools, essentially controlled and run by an exiled Islamic imam from Turkey. He proposed a transnational caliphate. He called it an Islamic state, being run out of Turkey. He was thrown out of Turkey back in 1999. So that's how long the Islamic State, IS, has been around, okay? But of course, he's not creating moderate rebels inside these countries that are already at war. No, the real thing we need to be concerned about is the education of our children. And in other countries, these schools that are run by the Gulen movement are explicitly Islamic. They're religious schools. And there's a lot of questionable things about these schools. We're going to talk about that when he joins us in the next break. I want to tell you about what we're going to do tonight with the live debate coverage. Our Political Science 3000 debate coverage is going to resume tonight with our Celebrity Big Brother debate being held. I think this one is in Wisconsin. The key thing is it's going to be Fox News Business that's going to be doing this. So it's going to be Neil Cavuto and another moderator asking them questions. I say this is going to be different. This one is really going to be about issues. But, of course, it's going to be about jobs, taxes, the economy, foreign policy, the same stuff they always talk about. You know, will they talk about the militarized police state? Will they talk about the surveillance state? Will they talk about the war on our people that they call prohibition? Actually, they do call it a war. They call it the war on drugs. Actually, it's a war of drugs against the American people. We're going to talk about the candidates' responses to that. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to let you know that we have a new product. You just heard Alex Jones talking to Dr. Group about this. Living Defense by InfoWars. Statistics are clear. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. These toxic organisms can be transmitted by people, by pets, by food, the environment, so many other sources. Once they've made it into your body, they steal your nutrients, they release toxic waste. So this is one way to get rid of toxic parasites. It's a new product, Living Defense. You can find it at InfoWarsLife.com today. Now, going to one thing that I would like to see them talk about, and I don't know if they will talk about this or not, of course, that is the candidates' positions on drugs. I guess we could call this the candidates on drugs. You could say, what have they been smoking? I don't know, but they're basically, they found a way to make themselves approachable, to make themselves look like every man. And of course, we had Carly Fiorina was the first one to do this back in the first debate in September. She talked about her daughter. She says, I very much hope that I'm the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband, Frank, and I buried a child to drug addiction. Now, she didn't tell you what kind of drug addiction that was because she didn't want to talk about the fact that she lost her daughter to prescription drugs and alcohol abuse. And it was her stepdaughter who was an adult at the time. Similar thing is going on now with Chris Christie and Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, if you remember, when he was governor, his daughter ran into some problems, and he castigated the press for talking about that. Chris Christie, but now he's talking about it. Now it's cool. You know, this is the new Jeb can fix it Bush. This is the new Jeb Bush that doesn't wear a tie, doesn't wear a jacket either. You know, he just goes out and talks. He's the everyman. That's the new approach. And so now that new Jeb Bush is going to capitalize on his daughter's problems with drug addiction. And you know what? It is a problem. Here's an article that we had just last week. 46,471 drug overdoses. More Americans die from drug overdoses than from car crashes or guns. But guess what? The worst drug overdoses are from prescription drugs. You know, the same things that cause problems for Carly Fiorina's daughter. For Jeb Bush's daughter, prescription drugs. Are they going to make those illegal? I don't know. Also, we had a report this weekend. DEA report says heroin and meth seizures are up 300% in Arizona. Is that a sign that the war on drugs is working? I don't think so. I think this is a sign that we have the tip of the iceberg. Very similar to what we saw happening in the Antarctic. Remember? We had reports of Antarctic ice flows melting off and breaking off, that increasing dramatically. And everybody said, look at that. The polar caps are melting. And NASA came out and said, no, based on our satellite information, yes, there is an increase in ice that is breaking up. But if you look at other parts of Antarctica, there are record amounts of ice. There's a net increase of ice. That's why you're seeing an increase in it melting in the in one area, is because it is going up by record amounts. So it's a similar situation where you see the heroin, the meth, showing up in record amounts, 300%. I think that's an indication that the trafficking has gone up. We know that's what happened in Afghanistan when America went into Afghanistan. The Taliban had reduced the growing of heroin, and when we went in there, it went from about 10% of the world supply up into the upper 90s now. Every year, they have a record crop since the American government has gone into Afghanistan. We've got a record crop of poppies that they use to make heroin and other opiates. But the 2016ers, as they say in CNN, are now opening up about drug addiction fights because it is now cool. It is now a way to connect with the people. They point out Jeb Bush on the campaign trail in New Hampshire spoke in emotional terms. He says, I visited my daughter in jail. I never expected to see my beautiful daughter in jail. And then he did what I imagine he should have said right next after that is, so I got her out. You know, there's not going to be any mandatory minimums for the Bush clan, are there? That's the insanity of the drug war. Of course, that started with the revered Ronald Reagan, these mandatory minimums. But in her case, she was arrested in 2002 at the age of 24 for trying to fill a false prescription. She was sentenced to 10 days in jail. 10 days, not 10 years. Like your daughter would be sentenced. No, the Bush daughter gets 10 days in jail. And it's because of contempt. Because after they put her in a drug rehab program, they found her with crack cocaine. Now, let me tell you something. If you were not a drug, if you were not a Bush drug pushing member of that family, you were found with prescription drug abuse, you were found with crack cocaine, you would get a lot more than 10 days. But now, he wants to connect with everybody, okay? He wants to tell everybody that, you know, he understands that he feels our pain. I don't really know what his prescription is. I know that Chris Christie had a viral video this Saturday. When I looked at it, it had over 4 million views. He was saying, okay, fine. They bumped me off of the debate, but I'm going to get to people with videos like this. And they had a very slickly produced video, ultra, ultra close up on his face. And, you know, you could see, so you could see the emotion, very dramatic effect. And he goes through a long story about a friend that he had from law school. And he makes the case about how this guy had everything. Very successful in law school, very successful as a lawyer. He had a beautiful family, a lot of money and all this. He lost everything because of prescription drug abuse. He hurt his back. He went to an MD and the MD put him on painkillers, Percocet. And because of the Percocet prescription, he got addicted to that. He lost his job. He lost his money. He lost his family. And eventually, he committed suicide. And you can see that if you're watching this. You can see how tight and close that is. Extreme close-up on Chris Christie. Because this is about making a visceral connection with the public. That's what this is really about. So Chris Christie tells again, like Carly Fiorina telling about her daughter who is addicted to prescription drugs and alcohol. Chris Christie tells about a friend that he had who died from prescription drug abuse. And then they pivot to marijuana. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that tell you something? Certainly tells me something. But of course, it's interesting that Chris Christie says he's going to shut down the 10th Amendment for Colorado and Oregon and Washington, these states who have legalized marijuana because they realize that the war on drugs is a failure. Chris Christie will say that it's a failure, but then he wants to continue it. His only concession is that he wants to imprison the drug sellers and not the drug buyers. Well, here's a news flash for Chris Christie. We've been there. We've done that. We did that with alcohol prohibition. We only went after the Al Capones. See, what changed was under Ronald Reagan, we went after the end user. That's how abhorrent this thing has become, this 44 years of failed policy. We went after the end user. Yeah, they only went after the drug dealers under alcohol prohibition, and it was a failure. And as Chris Christie, a lawyer, should understand, We needed a constitutional amendment for alcohol prohibition. Where is your constitutional amendment, Chris Christie, to prohibit marijuana or any of the other things that you say you have the authority to throw us in jail for life about? Okay, what you have done and what you need to understand is that these people who have foisted this war of prohibition on us, it's not about using drugs, because people are going to use drugs anyway, aren't they? Aren't they still using drugs after 44 years? That has been a total failure. And he's right. It has been a total failure in terms of trying to stop people from using drugs. But it has been an immense success at creating very powerful, monopolistic black markets for drug cartels. It's been a success at completely destroying the rule of law. It's been a success at creating a militarized police state. And he wants to continue with that. He wants to continue with that. Now, Bernie Sanders says he wants to, just for marijuana, he has introduced a bill. And fine, better late than never. Where's he been for the last 44 years? He wants to introduce a bill to basically take marijuana off the list. Hillary Clinton says, well, let's remove it from the FDA list. It's not the FDA list. That Schedule 1 through 4 list, that was created by the UN 10 years before Nixon's war on drugs. That's what this is really about. The only person who got it right was Donald Trump 25 years ago. Will he have the guts to say it again? That the only way to stop this whole thing is a joke. We have to legalize drugs to win the war. We have to take away the profit from the drug czars. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. Joining me now is Mark Hall, producer and director of a new documentary film called Killing Ed, subtitled Charter Schools, Corruption, and the Gulen Movement in America. This is something that is very important. As Alex is pointing out, you need to understand what is going on. I support freedom of choice in education. I support parental involvement in education. But we need to very carefully look at the structures that we're going to use with this. Certainly, I think charter schools have a possibility of, and we've seen this happen, of crony capitalism. There's a lot of money in this pot. There's a lot of money. We're going to talk about how much money the largest organization, the largest network of charter schools gets is actually run by an Islamic imam exiled from Turkey and brought into the United States. And he has the largest network of schools. So, Mark, when you did this, you went for, I guess, really the worst case example of what can go wrong with a charter school.
Yeah, absolutely, David. Thanks for having me here today. Killing Ed is really showing us the worst case scenario in this lightly regulated charter school system that we've set up in our country. I started shooting this film a number of years ago after seeing the Gulen movement and its schools grow in number here in Texas. Mm-hmm. They had the largest number of schools here in Texas, roughly about 46, I believe now.
Just added one today. You were kind enough to bring us a press release. And get this. This is coming from the Austin Police Department talking about a new Fethullah Gulen school that's being opened up here in Austin. That's one of the things that really came out in this documentary, was how the Gulen movement has connected itself with law enforcement, with congressmen, with local and state government, with contractors, and all these different, but they really are totally connected. And of course, there were pictures in your documentary of Art Acevedo. We've also got Congressman McCall, who is head of Homeland Security. You would think he would know a little bit better. You would think that he would vet this. Maybe he does, because we've seen what's going on with ISIS and in Syria and the Middle East. We've seen that when our government creates a terrorist, arms a terrorist, trains a terrorist, gives them money, they're moderate terrorists. We got that picture up on our website today, as a matter of fact. They have terrorists, and it has a guy in a balaclava holding an AK-47. And then next to him, the exact same picture, but it says moderate terrorist, because in his left hand, he's holding a small American flag. Mm-hmm. And so we have talked about how our government has been involved with the creation of ISIS, with the creation of these jihadis, using them as surrogates in wars. But this is something that we all should be very much aware of, very concerned about, that this Islamic cleric who floated the idea of the Islamic State, of a transnational caliphate way back in the 90s, and was thrown out of Turkey because of that, is brought into the United States by the CIA. They give him letters of recommendation. Rand Corporation, former bigwig there, gave him letters of recommendation. So he was brought into the United States ushered in by the CIA, even though many people opposed him who knew what he was about. And now he's running the biggest network of charter schools in the United States, getting federal taxpayer money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we know that Fethullah Gulen came to the United States in 1999. He had been indicted by the Turkish government at that time for trying to overthrow the Turkish secular government. He was trying to install a theocratic government, and he came to the United States ostensibly on a medical reason for diabetes, I understand. And he set himself up in the Poconos of northeastern Pennsylvania, where he lives with several hundred of his followers. And he's operating this global Islamic movement from that location.
Now, it's very gutsy. In the documentary, you actually go to the gates of his compound.
Exactly.
It's a very gutsy move.
Right. We've been there a couple of times, and they're not happy to see us. they don't really want to live out in the open. It's a very secretive group. We know that their schools here in the United States are bringing in followers that follow him from Turkey, you know, that believe in the Gulen movement's agenda. And they're teaching at these schools, not only here in Texas, but all over the United States.
There's a lot of instructors who come in from Turkey.
Absolutely.
And they always do this under the beard, just like they're doing the school that opens today. And as I remarked to you when we were during the commercial break, so this is a strange time of the year to open up a new school, in the middle of November. But they're opening up a new school. The Austin Police Department is going to be there cutting the ribbon with them for this opening ceremony. And they call them the Harmony Public Schools STEM-based curriculum, and that's science, technology, engineering, and math. But they always talk about the Harmony Schools of Science and Math.
Yes.
That's the beard.
Well, that is one of the things that they're using, I think, to get our support, to get our politicians' support, is that we're somehow needing more STEM, you know, teachers, and we need more STEM-educated students. But it's really just a ruse.
Yeah. People are very much interested in having a science and technology education for their children, rightfully so. But the question we're going to address when we come back is, are they getting that, or are they getting a propaganda education towards Turkey, towards Islam? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Hall.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me now is Mark Hall, and he's done a film called Killing Ed. He's a documentary filmmaker. He's producer and director of this film, and I was able to see an advanced copy of this. Thank you for inviting me, Mark.
Absolutely.
You invited me because I talked about Fethullah Gulen, and this is something people need to be aware of. There were many things that I learned from the film about the Gulen movement and the schools that they've created here in the United States. It is the largest charter school movement in the United States, actually the largest in the world. They've got 180 countries that they're in. Many people estimated it over 1,000 schools worldwide. We just had another one open up here in Austin. And the Austin Police Department sent out a press release that Mark sent me today, talking about how they have a new school opening here in Austin with 540 students. This is the way they expand. And of course, we're seeing this all over the place. A couple of years ago, The Atlantic was talking about, just in Texas, they were getting $100 million a year.
Right.
So this has to be a huge amount of money that is being channeled to them. Your documentary talks about what's going on in the educational establishment, the impact of charter schools, the possibility for corruption, for crony capitalism with the charter school mechanism, because there is a huge pot of money that is in the federal coffers that is being handed out to anybody that can meet these qualifications to start a charter school. So that is a problem right there, okay, that we need to look at. But you look at the very worst case, the Gulen movement.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, the new school that's open today is one of six here in Austin. Mm-hmm. You know, they're educating roughly a little over 60,000 students across the United States now.
Wow.
And they're bringing in, you know, many thousands of teachers who are followers of Imam Gulen on H-1B visas to teach at the schools. We talked a little bit about STEM education. A lot of the politicians that you see in the film are saying, you know, we need to have more teachers that are qualified to teach these STEM subjects, science, engineering, these technology subjects. But really, it's a ruse. It's really a falsehood to bring in these followers from Turkey who are, you know, they have sworn their allegiance to Imam Fethullah Gulen.
It is a religious movement.
It is a religious movement.
It is a transnational caliphate that he's trying to set up. He talked about an Islamic state and got thrown out of Turkey in the 1990s, brought into the United States then by the CIA to set this up. That's everybody's concern, is that what he is setting up here is not a bunch of schools of science and math.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's setting up here is Islamic madrasas, like he has set up and is explicitly done in Islamic countries.
Some of his detractors have called his educational institutions educational jihad,
mm-hmm.
because what you see in the schools here in the United States and elsewhere is intense national Turkification of their children.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of teaching Spanish as a language in many of the schools here on the border of Mexico, you're seeing these schools primarily teach Turkish to these young children.
Yes.
And these are not Turkish kids. These are kids that come from a variety of backgrounds, Hispanics, Caucasians, African-Americans. And, you know, the question is, why are they being so intensively taught a love of Turkey when they should be taught something about our own country?
They bring them in with the beard of science and technology, because that's what parents see as a future for their children, getting a degree in engineering or something like that. They can get a nice paying job with that. And yet when they come into these schools, as you show in your movie, Killing Ed, they come in and they're giving them a lot of Turkish culture, teaching them the Turkish language, sending them on trips to Turkey.
Exactly. Every year, thousands of these children are going to Turkey for the summer. I've talked to parents that have gone on these trips. We don't cover it very much in the film, but you do see, you know, students from even public schools that somehow have been invited to go on these trips to Turkey as a result of the Gulen movement.
And they get a Disneyland experience when they go.
Well, they get an experience that's not really the real Turkey. And I think this is what irks the secular Turks that we should be supporting in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be supporting a global Islamic movement here in our country, because they're getting in excess of $500 million a year in taxpayer funds.
That's amazing.
These are funds that you and I are giving to our government, and they're going directly to this organization. Now, a lot of that money is going to the schools, to operate the schools, to pay salaries. However, you'll find that young teachers that are coming to work at these schools that are not affiliated with the Gulen movement are being paid a lot less than the Turkish teachers that are coming over. Mm-hmm. Now, a part of that money evidently and apparently is being skimmed every year to go to the non-educational purposes that Fethullah Gulen has for his followers, including what I consider a very soft civil war that's occurring right now in Turkey.
We see that happening all the time. There's news of Gulen followers being arrested by the Erdogan government. And so there are people that are high in the Turkish government that are trying to arrest and then release people who are Gulen followers. And then, so there's a back and forth. They're arrested, released. And you point out it's an ongoing, I said, looks like they're on the cusp of a civil war. You said it's kind of a soft civil war right now.
Absolutely. The Gulen movement has taken over the judiciary in Turkey, elements of the police, including secret police. They tried to take over the version of the Turkish version of the CIA. They were unsuccessful. Erdogan and Gulen were friends. They're both Islamists. Erdogan runs the AKP party. He's just been reelected on November 1st with a majority. He'd love to change the constitution of Turkey. But the Gulen movement has been countering those efforts for many years now. So we're supporting the wrong people with our tax dollars. Ultimately, our money, tax dollars, is going to this very anti-democratic group in Turkey. It's going to a group of people here in the United States that are teaching over 60,000 students now. And we don't seem to have the political will or the will in our law enforcement to do something about it.
This is something we've seen for decades. All of my life, we've seen the malinvestment in terms of foreign policy, propping up dictatorships and so forth abroad, and seeing how that is making those countries worse. And yet now, with the charter school movement, using the Gulen movement, using the charter school structure, we're doing the same thing to our country.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that many of our political leadership have been on trips to Turkey as well.
Yes.
And we could only cover several hundred that have gone. We think there's more than that. But you'll see in the film dozens and dozens of people. You mentioned Mike McCall,
mm-hmm.
Sheila Jackson Lee, senators. The Washington Post is currently, you know, there's been an investigation, a congressional investigation in the ethics of this. And so there's a real problem here. The film discusses that. And of course, the Gulen movement has made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars off of us to advance their goals, which are not, you know, they're not democratic goals.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to, before we run out of time, I want to play a trailer for your movie, Killing Ed. I should have done that a little bit earlier. Give people a taste of what this is about. We're going to play this trailer, and when we get to the points where you have Turkish speakers on there that are subtitled for the trailer, I'll narrate that. Let's run that trailer right now.
A charter school is a public school. There are some state regulations that don't apply to charters. So we can change much more rapidly than in traditional school districts.
They're privately managed schools that are funded with taxpayer dollars. It's a perfect storm that's destroying American public education.
This is about money, this is about politics, and it's harmful to our democracy.
I would say about 300 kids are supposed to use this playground.
There seem to be some treatment differently of minority students, minority teachers, and females.
It's not a good environment for anybody.
I've never known a school to be raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is a first.
There's a lot of perception that KIPP is the largest charter school operator in the United States. And
it's not. Most Americans are not aware that the largest charter chain in America is run by a group of Turkish men associated with an imam who happens to be very politically powerful in Turkey.
We started writing about how the Fethullah Gulen movement organized in Turkey. They accused us journalists of being part of a terrorist organization. We were detained, then arrested. Because of Fethullah Gulen, Turkey is less democratic.
Isn't it amazing that a group that is this powerful in Turkey is also running the largest network of charter schools and Americans don't know about it?
America isn't aware of this. The Gulen movement is so sly. By the time you realize this, it will be too late.
Let's not lose sight of the fact that what this whole process needs to be about is the student.
Well, Mark, with the help of your documentary, hopefully people realize what is going on before it is too late. There's an excellent website. You said you were familiar with this, of course, because you've done a lot of research on this. A Guide to the Gulen's Movement's Activities in the U.S. Look this up, because this is for Gulen charter school parents and teachers and for concerned community members. This is a great website. Do you know the address of this website? I don't have it out that I've got
you
here.
You know, it's CASILIPS is the organization, CASILIPS.
Okay.
And I believe it is gulencharterschools.weebly.com. I may be incorrect, but this is an excellent resource.
Or just Google A Guide to the Gulen Movement's Activities in the U.S. You'll probably find it from that title right there. And I'll read you a real quick quote here. The Gulen movement is secretive. Its activities and methods are complicated, internationally obscure, in a constant state of flux, difficult to grasp. However, the essence of the movement can be summed up in a single sentence written by a researcher. His last name is Azipek, and his 2009 thesis. He attended Gulen schools in Turkey, has extensive direct contact with the movement, and he says the primary objective of the Gulen movement is to increase its share of power. And, of course, that power is organized around an Islamic state.
Absolutely. It's very troubling that our law enforcement, as you see in the film, FBI raids in four states. It's gone on for 6 years. There have been no deportations. There's been no arrests. We cover the bribery of a state official or attempted bribery of a state official in Louisiana to keep one of their schools open.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, Louisiana did the right thing. They investigated it. We go through that report with people that were, you know, involved.
Yes, that was very powerful.
There's just so much going on. It's a complex story here.
Well, you know, you're talking about the FBI is investigating this, and yet we see that the CIA brought him in. We have the same kind of thing going on here in America that's going on in Turkey. You've got a divided government. Some factions will enable him. Some factions will oppose him. The same thing is happening here in America. We have members of the American government that enable Gulen, that brought him in. Talk about that. Talk about the CIA. We alluded to that earlier, how they got him into the country.
We don't spend much time about this connection in the film because it's very difficult to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with the CIA is very dark and mysterious. However, I will say that the connections with the Gulen movement seem to be well established by those that live in Turkey. They understand that Gulen schools in Central Asia, some of the 1,000-plus schools that they operate around the world, were places that many CIA agents were working right after the fall of the USSR. So there's been a connection with high-level government members in our own government, with CIA. When I was doing research for this film, I talked to prosecutors that opposed the extension of Fethullah Gulen's visa status here in the United States some years ago. It led to a lawsuit in 2008. Who were the people that swore out affidavits that said that Gulen was a man of, you know, impeccable background and a true educational leader from around the world? It was members of the CIA. It was a member of the Turkish, a former U.S. ambassador to Turkey. One of those members was Graham Fuller, mm-hmm. who you may know of. He's been very active in promoting political Islam around the world. So there's a lot of connections here that need to be looked at further.
Yes, yes. Very, very troubling. You know, we were talking about how they use science and technology for Beard, and you have a very good expose of that in your film, showing how they use science fairs. Talk about that. Explain that to the audience.
Well, one of the things that the Gulen movement has done in the United States and other countries around the world is set up science fairs. Now, the science fairs are very interesting. They're a way to stair-step their profile here in the United States. About 3/4 of the students that go there are from Gulen charter schools and from schools from around the world. So we actually went to one of those Gulen science fairs called iSweep in Houston and talked to some of the children who I don't think were really well aware of what they were presenting to the people at the fair. Mm-hmm. And it's come out in documents, especially in the Louisiana investigation, that teachers, Turkish teachers, the administrators that are trying to make a lot of money through these charter schools were actually creating those projects for the kids just to stand in front of and to look good. And of course, almost everybody, you know, it seems wins an award. It's something that they can brag about. They can take back to their charter schools and say, you know, our kids are really doing well at these science fairs. But it's a falsehood.
Again, using science as a beard for what the real objective is. So the teachers create the science project, have the kids stand there in front of it. And not just that, not just students within that particular school district or even within that state. As you pointed out, they're bringing in students from all over the world, as you showed in your documentary film, to make it look very large, to show impressive projects that were done by adults for them, to bring in students from all over the world for these science fairs. And then they bring in local and state officials to see this, and they just kind of walk by these different projects and it's like, oh, that's great. There's a kid, and look at what he did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I want to be very clear that I do not believe that the Gulen movement or members of the movement are violent. They're not what we see on televisions from Syria. They're much more sophisticated in how they're trying to achieve what is a similar goal, which in my opinion is the reestablishment of an Ottoman empire, let's say an Ottoman empire in Turkey. Mm-hmm. Gulen is very much a neo-Ottomanist. I think his followers are that way too. They're followers of Said Nursi, who believed in science. So they do have the science in their background. They're not against science at all. Mm-hmm. So this is one thing that you do see in their schools. And I think it's also very attractive to parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, you show in your documentary some of the Turkish instructors that they bring in. And they don't have any educational background, per se. They mix them in with domestic teachers who come in, and they have, many of them have turned into whistleblowers. But that's the amazing thing about it. They bring them in because of their loyalty to the Gulen movement, and then pay them an inflated salary, but then demand that they tithe back 20% of it.
Exactly. The tithing is between 10 and 30%. It's also dependent on the regions of the country. As you see in the film, the Gulen movement some years ago, about 5 or 7 years ago, divided the United States into 5 regions. And they send the teachers into these 5 regions. And of course, they're making more money, let's say, in New York City than they would here in Austin, Texas. But yes, there is a bag man that comes along for every pay period, and he's taking a percentage of their paychecks, these H-1B teachers from Turkey that are followers of Gulen. That money is being brought back to Pennsylvania, and it's being used for their purposes, non-educational purposes.
You know, it is very troubling to look at this. And like I said, I support parental involvement. I support parental choice. I know Charlotte Iserby has been very negative for quite a while about charter schools, and I really had not looked into what she had to say about charter schools. Certainly, if you've got a pot of money that somebody can put together some kind of a business structure, present a plan to someone without a lot of supervision, that just invites corruption and crony capitalism. So we're going to talk about that when we come back briefly, this whole structure and the issues with charter schools. When we come back, I'm talking to Mark Hall, the producer and director of Killing Ed. Charter schools, corruption, and the Gulen movement in America. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio with Mark Hall, producer and director of Killing Ed, a documentary that focuses on charter schools and what can go wrong. A worst-case example of it is the Gulen movement, getting hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to set up Islamic-focused schools. And we're going to go back and talk to Mark about that real quickly. We're going to find out when this is going to be available, where you can get information on it, because this is a very important film to see. I saw the an advanced screening of it, and that's one of the reasons that we've got Mark here. Before we get back to that, I just want to let you know real quickly that today we have introduced a new product, Living Defense, at InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm not going to cover that right now. We've covered that earlier, and Dr. Group talked to Alex earlier in the program. But basically, it's a way to clear out infestation of harmful organisms, a way to get rid of toxic organism in your system. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, quickly, because we've got a short segment here, I want to come back. We saw some of the things in the trailer that we saw. Bill Gates. Tell us what Bill Gates' involvement is with this Islamic imam who wants to set up a multinational caliphate.
Well, the Gates Foundation, the Gates Family Foundation, has given hundreds of millions of dollars to advance the charter school movement in the United States. We know that some of that movement has gone to the schools operated by the Gulen movement here in the United States. There's other family foundations as well. Eli Broad, the Dell Family Foundation here in Austin, numerous. The Walmart Family Foundation, too, has given quite a bit of money. And these people are not, they're not interested, really, in what's best for the public or our children.
Yes.
They're interested in advancing something, you know, beyond us. They're unaccountable. We tried to talk to the person that's in charge of the charter school grants there at the Gates Foundation in Seattle. They don't want to talk to anyone. They're totally beyond that. I want to also mention something, too. I don't want it to be thought that these schools are overtly teaching Islam. There's no indication to me that I can find that they're teaching Islam. However,
in the United States.
States, they are operating schools that teach religion in Germany that are publicly funded. We think there's schools that are doing similar things in Australia.
And of course, if they do that, and there's allegations that they are doing that, they would have to do that covertly, or they would lose the hundreds of millions of dollars that they get in public funding.
Absolutely. And one of the things, too, I think is worth mentioning is through the cultural education that children are getting about Turkey and going to Turkish to Turkey and visiting Turkish schools there that are religious in purpose. You know, they are being acclimated to understand Islam from a very particular view.
Yes.
We have Muslims in the film who have been arrested, who have been put in jail, who have been tortured by the Gulen movement outside of the United States. And this is not the Islam that they know. So it's important to try to understand, you know, the complexities of this.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different flavors of Islam. If you want to go back and look at Christian denominations, especially around the time of the Reformation, the competition back and forth between Catholic and Protestant and other denominations, we see that happening with the war in Syria. I mean, you've got the Sunnis, the Shias, the Wahhabists. I mean, they're at each other's throats very much so. So we see that happening. But, you know, I guess as we're talking, Mark, one of the things that concerns me about all of this is the fact that parents are just not involved enough in their children's education. You have to be involved. You have to understand that there are people out there who want to socially engineer society, who want to control your children and use them as pawns. That goes all the way back to Plato's Republic. And that's the same thing that we're seeing now we have to guard against. The only way to guard against that is to educate yourself. We're out of time. Join us tonight. Thank you for joining us, Mark Hall.
Thank you.
KillingEd.com. You can sign up for information about when that's released. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. News. We're going to have live commentary of the GOP debate in our Political Science 3000 format. Join us then.